rest you deserve. They make sleep easy. Shop Mattress Firm's best sale of the year.
The countdown to the NFL season is on. While the pads are popping in camp, Fox Sports Radio is breaking it all down. The Dan Patrick Show.
I mean, you have to be competitive as a defense.
The Herd with Colin Cowherd.
It's gotten a little bumpy for Caleb Williams.
The Doug Gottlieb Show.
Pittsburgh Steelers, they're about their culture.
Breakouts, holdouts, and fantasy sleepers. Be the first to know. Search Fox Sports Radio and make it your next preset on the free iHeartRadio app.
Portions of the following program were pre-recorded.
From the Thundercat Technology Studio.
This is Alternative Rock.
DC 101.
Everything just, I just, there goes, there goes, there goes. Hello!
Thanksgiving 2025.
Wow. Hi, everybody.
Picks are shooting. That means I'm ready to go.
Three, four, five, six, two, one.
Okay.
Poozy.
Local disc jockey is in hot water this evening.
Why is your groin up against my butt?
Diane is an expert at wood fire.
I'm just trying to pretend I'm blind.
Donut?
Lollipops. All free today.
Did your foot pop?
You'll be in jail, Elliot.
Candy cigarette?
Thank you. I just wanted to say butthole.
Yanked off the air yesterday following some questionable remarks.
Everybody was like, Elliot's a bitch. Elliot's a bitch. No, you're a bitch.
What, the saliva?
That ain't the thigh meat, playa.
I took my top off.
Send pics.
I'm really hungry.
Here's a dildo. Try this.
Siegel often draws his audience
Abigail.
At the expense
right.
of others.
Which one?
Blow.
I'm going to see hi.
Do you have an inner voice?
That dearest
Menard. You got it.
I'm not doing anything racist. I'm doing characters.
Thank you.
Do not.
I don't know, and I don't care.
What's he sending over? Gum bombs?
Oh, God. Bad diarrhea.
Man's dumb.
And then she ends it with a pee in my pants. Even though you sometimes smell.
Elliot poop.
I heard that.
Breathe in.
Follow the pot of water.
Gun of a hero.
The diarrhea king's talking.
Are you kidding me? On my finger.
Go.
Finger. Dear Ask EITA.
Hi, this is Emily. This is Scarlett.
Who are these bitches?
Sorry, what? Chief Beef and Chief Queef.
Yeah, well, I swear. I swear with mouth.
Oh, well, I'm a little too famous.
What do you want from me?
Mama wanna
go home.
My boarding pass now says, we sincerely apologize that your flight is canceled.
Oh. Like, are y'all big people?
We're going to Cincinnati.
You can paint us in those big fat suits.
Where are those yoga balls?
Daniel's my boy. How freaking huge is that horse?
It is a 9.5-foot Clydesdale.
He believes he found Cancun Elliot.
I think I found a brain tumor.
Tyler's getting a CAT scan today.
I'm holding Kevin.
You got a picture of Aaron standing at his desk. Would you even know that's me?
I did. I looked over. I was like, well, that's weird.
What?
You knew I was getting you a Western hat. Outdoor hat.
Breached?
Yeah. How is it? How is it?
It's an awesome grill.
Yes.
It looks like, honestly, I just got out of the hospital.
It's smoky in here.
It's probably the air fryer's overloading the circuit.
It's smoky in here. It's not smoky.
It is a little bit.
It says 81 on it.
Son of a bitch. And that's when I broke my ankle.
Well, there goes today.
That's it.
What did we learn?
Nothing.
Sorry. I have to go.
That's okay. I love you.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Just a little bit of soul.
Elliot, 866-235-5468. Hello. Hi.
Morning.
Hey, how are we today?
Good.
Good, good, good. Let me grab one. Hi, Elliot, the morning. Hello? Hello?
I hear them.
I hear the phone. Once. Twice. Peace, bro. Oh, I know. I know.
They were there.
I know.
They just weren't paying attention.
What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? All right. You know what? That one man's garbage? What is that, Diane? Another woman's gold. Yep.
Trash and treasure.
Yeah, same thing. Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Hey, this is John.
There we go. Hey, what's going on, dude?
Hey, how's it going? I'm calling from Virginia.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Well, listen, I guess you're the first one in, the first one talking in.
Second.
All right, I am going to give you tickets. Our friends the Struts will be in concert with Dirty Honey. That show will come up at the Anthem. I would like to give you a pair of tickets, and I hope you have a great time at the show. Oh, no.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Very good. Very good. Yeah, no, I don't. That's, it'll be good.
People were complaining about the signal yesterday.
Ticket.
What's wrong with the, oh, because of the Canadian fires.
Is that what they're blaming the static
on? Atmosphere, that's what it has to be. That's what it has to be.
Quite a few messages yesterday.
Was it really? Mm-hmm. Ooh, I don't like hearing that. Anyway, good. Oh, by the way, everything with a buddy of mine got nailed with this yesterday. Everything's good with United, right?
Yeah, they said it was the technical glitch was rectified.
But wasn't it late? Like, didn't people get stranded? My buddy got stranded for 4 hours on a plane.
Yeah,
on the plane. That's the key. These people
they couldn't get off the plane.
We're not just in airports.
No, like he flew. He has family somewhere in Indiana, so he flew into Indianapolis, I believe, and so they landed. But they couldn't get to a gate because planes weren't leaving gates. Mm-hmm. So they just sat on the tarmac and they wouldn't get them to, and he was like, oh my God, we're here. Like we've already landed, mm-hmm. But they wouldn't bring like the, it's mostly with smaller planes, but they could bring up staircases. They've done this in the past where they bring up a staircase and then you just walk down and then they usher you into the airport. They wouldn't let anybody off the plane. He said they sat on the plane for hours. Just sitting there going, there's the airport. Mm-hmm. Like they could see it, but no planes were leaving the gates. And I get that it was like everything was shut down. So I get if you're stuck at a gate trying to depart, that you can't leave. But even people that landed at airports couldn't get off their planes.
The system they use, they talked about the numbers that it utilizes. It does everything from not just timing but weight and balance of planes, and it's all of the above.
How do they know weight and balance of planes?
That's the whole thing with luggage and seating.
Okay, I get luggage. Like luggage makes sense that you don't want to put all the bags on the right hand side under the plane. You put them on both sides. I've never been on the cargo part of a plane, but they don't know if it's all skinny people in ABC and all fat people in DEF.
I'm telling you what they pointed to with this Unimatic, I believe is the name of the program.
So why'd it go down?
Didn't this happen to Alaska Airlines a couple weeks ago?
Same thing?
Same problem.
They had a ground stop, right?
Yeah, but was it because they couldn't tell which side was heavy and which side was light? Like, that seems dumb.
like a little primitive for 2025, right?
Yeah, like I know, like if you get on,
Diane
like one
sounds
of those-
like the person. Did you, I know Elliot. Sorry. Did you see the person on the overnight news who was talking about modern day technology?
Yes.
Not modern day dentistry, just technology. And she was like, they keep telling us these computers make our lives easier, but all they do are make me struggle.
But I'd be hot. I'd be hot.
6% of flights were canceled.
Wait, how many?
6%, which isn't huge, but if you're one of the 6%.
You could be one of the 1%. You'd be on the only flight that was canceled.
A third of flights were delayed, and they said 6 were totally outright canceled.
But they did get it up and going. And, like, flights around here got it. Like, I know my buddy was at Indy, but flights around here got it. They got nailed.
Yeah, it was across the country.
My buddy said that, like, at some point, because normally they're like, you just have to sit, right? You just sit in your chair and that's it. He said at some point, like, it was hours. At some point, everybody just, not everybody, but people were just, like, standing up, talking. Like, you got to stretch your legs at that point. I don't want to clot. Also, fake an emergency.
Like a medical emergency?
At the arrival, yeah, fake an emergency. Mm. Just be like, oh, my heart, and then let them get everybody off the plane.
The airline told one customer on the social platform.
Computers are supposed to make your life better.
Hey there, we apologize for the travel disruption. That's a bot. Hey there.
So that sucks. But then it got me all into, like, and thank God. Like, I feel like, although, you know what? Our last flight was fine. Our last flights have been good. But then I always think back to, like, when
how about the winners?
Their flights got jacked up. Their flights got jacked up.
Coming back was awful.
Yeah, but they got back.
Oh, my God. Barely.
But I think it was yesterday because we were talking about the Fried Chicken Festival. But, like, we were talking about New Orleans. Mm-hmm. We were talking about Vegas. Some came up with Vegas yesterday. Some's going to come up with Vegas later. But, like, now I'm itching to go somewhere. Like, it's the end of summer. Get one more. I'm not going anywhere. But aren't you itchy like we got to do something?
I don't think it was last summer. It might have been a couple of years ago. But remember?
Cincinnati?
Around this time. No, not a trip that we took. But around this time, people were telling us, I still have 2 vacations left.
In the summer?
For the year? Yes. Summer.
No. Yeah. Don't you recall that segment we did? And it was mind-blowing. And it was like people with
families.
Wait,
for
families,
the summer?
Yeah.
No. School starts in weeks.
Well, yeah, but plenty of people.
Not Brunswick County.
Yeah, and there's another one today, isn't there?
No, they don't start today because of weather.
Oh.
The school was canceled. We'll start it up tomorrow. We're supposed to start today.
What weather?
There's possible
rain.
Oh,
it's too nice. It's too nice.
Possible rain and flooding.
Possible rain? We're closing because of that? Listen, on behalf of the kids, I hope it pours. No, actually, I hope it doesn't. We already got the day off. Give me some pool weather.
We've heard from plenty of people who don't care if they punt the first week of school because they're like, the kids don't do anything anyway.
Best week to, they always say, it's the best week to go to Disney. First week of school, nothing's going on.
Yeah, but everything's staggered now, so you don't get that.
Which you know I don't like. So wait a minute. Brunswick is not going back today because it may rain?
Yes.
Isn't today supposed to be the most beautiful day of the week?
No, they have inclement weather in the forecast.
In the forecast?
All employees.
Afternoon rain.
Will work virtually.
Oh, no. Okay. Log in and margaritas.
They announced it last night. So all these kids getting their first day outfits laid out on their beds.
Nobody's getting a first day outfit laid out on a bed.
Are you kidding?
That is like what we've spent most of our summer trying to find at the mall.
Your first day outfit?
Yes.
More for your daughter than your son. Your son probably doesn't care.
He does care. He does care, but she's been the one that's stressing more about it.
Yeah.
Well, and going back to yesterday, I'm sure it involved showing a lot of butt cheek.
I knew I'd regret saying that.
Hey, this will show a good shelf, right?
Has Lindsay ever sent her back upstairs like, no, you're not wearing that?
No.
Have you?
I'm not there in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true.
So it used to be on Scott, and I'd be like, what is she wearing?
Who cares? The school will figure it out. If it's bad, if it's not, that's okay.
We will continue to monitor the conditions.
Oh, my God, it's not going to rain. they keep everything set. Like, today is, like, yes, I know that I think it was, like, I think when I checked this morning when I got in, I think Richmond had a little bit of drizzle. But there's nobody. It's not. You're treating it like it's going to snow 14 feet.
Brunswick County Public Schools has limited who can comment on the post.
Oh, okay. Nice try.
I guess I'm not on that list.
So I did not get to it before they put that filter on. Because I'm sure some parents were like, you gotta be effing kidding me.
As a parent, I'd be angry. As a student, it's awesome. As a student, it's great.
One more day of summer.
Absolutely. Yes. Except that I did. When did they post that?
What time?
Yeah. Like, did it go last night?
Yeah, it was like 5 or 6 last night.
Beautiful. That means I could still go out. I could still I can still go see friends. I can go to a park where I'm just drinking and vaping anyway. So yeah, no, that's great. Good on them.
And remind me, yesterday you said you don't like when school starts on a Wednesday, but are you okay with a Friday start?
No.
You still want to just go Monday?
No, Thursday or Monday.
A Wednesday start I can understand.
I don't like
a Friday
Wednesday start.
Is stupid.
Friday sucks. You give me Thursday? Give me Thursday or Monday? Thursday or Monday? Thursday's fine because then it's like, because you're not doing anything. You know you're not doing anything those 2 days. You're just checking off 180 at that point. But no, you do Thursday or Monday. Don't give me a Friday. Like, don't dick me up on the weekend. Mm-hmm. And Wednesday, oh, my God, that's the full week. And nobody goes on a Tuesday. Unless it's post-Labor Day, and then that's fine. Yes. Because then I just got my 3-day weekend. Like, that I'm okay with.
All right. All
that
right.
I'm fine. Am I going to line 2? Is that Danny from Cugini's? Oh, really? Hey, are you making a baked ziti right now?
No, I'm pulling into the airport.
Oh, where are you going? Oh, I got 2 vacations left.
Well, that's kind of why I called. We're going up to Maine for the weekend.
What are you doing in Maine?
Eating and drinking.
Oh, sweet. Good for you. Where in Maine are you going?
We're going to Portland.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Oh, nice.
Danny, have you ever been to Portland before?
I've never been to Maine. What do I do?
Portland was awesome. I don't know what your weed consumption is, but there is no shortage. No, it's kind of a famous, what was that brewery? No, I know what you're going to say, Diane. What was that brewery? I think it was the first brewery. Is it Allagash?
Oh, yeah, we definitely went to Allagash.
Yeah.
Allagash was awesome. That was really, really good.
I remember the duck fat fries.
We'll do that.
Oh, yeah.
No, we're definitely going to Duck Fat. Duck Fat sounds awesome.
And then, Diane, I'm getting there, Diane. Diane wants you to go to, when we went for Tinned Fish, Diane loved that place. Loved that place.
No, I was going to say, what was that bar that we went to in the downtown area that was downstairs where, ooh, like, the bachelorette party was happening? Remember?
Oh, yes, but I don't remember the name of it.
It was fun.
Dude, Portland was awesome. And you're just going for going for the weekend?
Oh, and that donut shop.
I'm so excited, yeah.
Oh,
remember?
Yeah, well, yes and no. Not, you're not talking about the gluten-free one.
No.
Where it was like, I got to get a gluten-free cinnamon roll.
They did have
I was like, I'll shove you in the water.
No. No, I was talking about the one where we ate normal donuts.
Yeah, no, that was good. And then there was a diner we ate at that was great.
Was that the Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives one?
Yes, it was. It was. Oh, Danny, there's so many good things. So many good. Just scroll back on our Instagram. Yeah, just scroll back forever.
Funny enough, my brother flew up yesterday on a United flight, but thank God their flight was early.
Oh,
they
wow.
made it up there. Oh. I've been pissed. I was on the runway.
Hey, where are you flying out of?
BWI.
All right, good, good, good. Yeah, everything should be fine. All right, well, I wish you were coming. I wish you were calling to tell me you were on your way in with some ZD or something.
That's all right.
Maybe
next week.
Excellent. All right, Danny. Hey, travel safe. Have a blast in Portland. It's awesome.
Thanks very much.
Hey, you
take
got
care,
it.
God.
Who did we go see? Oh, it was Blind Guy. Ex-Ambassadors.
Oh,
exactly.
Well, Blind Guy.
Well, it was. Casey.
Yeah, not Sign Guy.
No.
That was for those
with static.
That was Buffalo. Another great trip. All right, let's do this.
Oh, Oxbow. We went to Oxbow, right? It was like the blending. Also for alcohol.
Yes. That was good.
That was a great trip. What was the bar?
I had good Italian food. I remember that.
At the bar?
No, at that one restaurant that was close to where the ex-ambassadors
played. The one thing we did out on the pier, too, where all the listeners showed up, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good call, Diane. I gotta go play Pokemon Go. Oh, God. There was part of that trip that really chapped my ass.
And still does.
I was going to say.
Let it go.
Was it DeMillo's? Was that the name of the place?
On the water?
On the water?
Yes.
Where we met up?
Yeah, that sounds right. That was awesome.
I love that place.
There are a lot of people that showed up for that, too, on just a random weekend in Portland. What was the only downside other than our visitor? What was the only downside of Portland?
The whale watching.
No, well, we couldn't go.
Yeah.
No, but was it Portland where you guys had, were like, oh, we got to go in this antique store?
I love that place. I still follow it on Instagram.
I love that because
Portland, it's like Portland Structural Antiques. It's awesome.
Here's what I can tell you. It's right across the street from a bathing facility for the homeless. And that's where I went and smoked with a bunch of people while Diane and Tyler were getting their antique on.
But what was the store I asked you to pose under the sign of? And you hated that too.
Oh, it was over by, wasn't it like Fat Man's or something like that, or Man Fats? Oh. It was right by the donut place in that downtown area.
I'm scrolling, which as we know takes a second.
No, it was like Fat Jimmy's or something like that. It was some Fat Man's.
I'm going to find it. Did we go before the pandemic? Yes, we did. Here it is. Oh, Fat Face.
That's it.
There you are. Oh, boy, that was pre-Nemish.
Yeah, it was. I had a fat face then. It's still a little chunky, but still. Yeah, no, that was definitely pre-Nemish for sure. Mm-hmm. All right, let's do this. We do have a bunch of stuff that we have to get through. So let's do this. Quick break. We'll come back. We'll lay everything out for you next.
Do you like to party? Bud Light and Neutral present Elliot in the Morning's Wild One Night Only at Six Flags America and Hurricane Harbor. To celebrate over 50 years of fun, EITM is taking over the parks Friday, August 15th. Win 4 packs of passes around 6:20 every a.m. and let adventure begin. Scream more with the professor as past meets future in Steamtown. Make your day on wooden coaster Wild One alongside Big Sean Studd, son of legendary spokesperson Big John Studd.
Wild One, step like Studd.
Cool down at the region's largest water park, Hurricane Harbor, Maryland, and fuel up at 25 plus dining destinations, saving a little funnel cake just for us. Elliot in the Morning's Wild One Night Only at Six Flags America. Thrilling rides, high-energy shows, and world-renowned attractions. Listen all week to get in on the final season. For additional details, facebook.com/EITM online. Elliot in the Morning.
Mostly sunny today, not so hot, highs at 84.
This report is sponsored by Macy's. Make Macy's your first stop for back-to-school shopping. Come in and save big on complete kids' looks from top designers, outfits from their favorite characters, brand-new backpacks, and more. Hurry in. These back-to-school deals start Friday at Macy's.
Your one stop for advertising? Call 844-844-IHEART.
Blood of My Blood on Stars is the epic romantic saga you've been waiting for. My name is Tammo from the creators of Outlander. Travel back in time to witness the battlefields of World War I to the highlands of 18th century Scotland. Two couples fight for love against all odds in a story filled with passion, time travel, and destiny. You don't need to know Outlander to get hooked. Outlander, Blood of My Blood, series premiere August 8th, only on Stars and the Stars app, the home of Outlander.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppables, you just toss, wash, wow, for all day freshness.
It's summertime. The days are hot, and large big gulp drinks are only a dollar at 7-Eleven. That's why everyone's rolling up. Get $1 large big gulp drinks at 7-Eleven with 7 rewards. Valid 3-8-26-25. See app for full terms.
Did you catch Luisito's header?
Yeah, I just recorded it on my new Samsung A36 5G phone I got for free at Total Wireless.
Oh, I'm actually live streaming the whole match with my new Samsung Tab A9 that I also got free at Total Wireless.
I got that tablet too.
And I got that phone too.
We both got both.
Switch to Total Wireless and get both the Samsung A36 5G and a Samsung Tab A9 for free.
For a limited time while supplies last, valid in store. Requires new phone activation on the Total 5G Unlimited plan or higher. External port in ID verification and new activation on the Total 5G Unlimited 6-month tablet plan. Restrictions apply.
I can't believe how spotless my floors look after using the Swiffer Power Mop. No more dragging around a heavy mop and messy bucket. Now I get the same deep clean without all the work. Thanks to the powerful solution and scrubbing pad of the Swiffer Power Mop, dirt and grime don't stand a chance, and I don't break a sweat. Mic drop. I mean, mop drop. Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop. A smarter way to mop. Try it or your money back.
Yeah, let me have a barbecue, roasted corn, hand-dipped ice cream, fried Oreo, root beer float, cotton candy, kettle corn, and a funnel cake.
Sir, what do you think this is, the Montgomery County Fair?
It's fair time, August 8th through the 16th at the fairgrounds in Gaithersburg. Kids 11 and under are free every day. Enjoy affordable family fun, great rides, food, farm animals, and events including monster trucks, rodeo, demolition derby, and more.
For discounts, log on to mcagfair.com. See you at the Montgomery County Fair.
Change is always happening. It's part of life. And when it comes to music, change is all around us. Songs are rewritten. Classics are remixed. Bands and artists come and go. Even our taste in music changes. Here at Xfinity, we know there's still good in keeping some things the same. That's why we want to do our part with a 5-year price guarantee on our internet. It means no matter what changes, you get 5 years of the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best equipment included for a price that stays exactly the same. Surprised? Life is full of them. One internet price, 5 years, guaranteed. Learn more at Xfinity.com/deals. Restrictions apply. New residential customers only. Taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Most reliable Wi-Fi based on OpenSignal Awards USA. Fixed broadband experience report August 2024.
From the Thundercat Technology Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway slow outer loop I-95 over to University Boulevard where an accident was reported. Then straight ahead, it's jammed onto the exit for Connecticut Avenue. Accident reported right on the exit ramp from the outer loop to Connecticut Avenue. One more accident ahead on the outer loop. It's after Old Georgetown Road right in the big curve where traffic merges with the southbound 270 spur. That blocking the left lane and it's crawling from Old Georgetown Road. Virginia side 28 north jammed, leaving the Dulles Toll Road accident ahead at Old Ox Road. That's your traffic up to the minute.
This report is sponsored by MedStar Health. MedStar Health knows sometimes a video visit is virtually all you need. Get same-day care from MedStar Health providers. Download the MedStar eVisit telehealth app for on-demand urgent care wherever you are 24/7. Learn more at MedStarHealth.org/eVisit.
DC 101.
DC's alternative rock.
Broadcasting on top of the Elliott in the Morning building. WWDC, Washington. This is the EITM Radio Network.
Also, don't forget, about 10, 15 minutes from now, four packs of passes to join us 1 week from tomorrow as we take over Six Flags America in Hurricane Harbor. It's Elliott, the morning's wild one night only. God, that's going to be good. Give you a four pack of passes. You and your group will join us. Full day at the park. We celebrate Six Flags' final season. So we'll have that for you. Cash for you at 7:30 and 9 o'clock with Elliott the Morning's Hundreds a Day. Tickets to see Architects once we get to dirt. If you need info on anything, keep up with everything. Facebook, X, Instagram, at EITM Online. Diane! Let's get into some news, please.
Following the latest in the incident that happened yesterday at Fort Stewart in Georgia, a U.S. Army sergeant shot and wounded five other soldiers there on Wednesday. According to authorities, the suspect, identified as Automated Logistics Sergeant Cornelius Radford, was apprehended less than an hour after the shooting had started. At this point, a motive is not clear, but we do know that it did involve his co-workers and wasn't his place of work. Apparently, it was his own firearm that was used. There was some sort of disagreement
right.
when the first shooting had happened, and that is when all five soldiers were shot. His father has spoken out, saying he didn't notice any unusual behavior by his son recently. Not sure about the motivation, but there were complaints registered about racism and instances at Fort Stewart, and he had apparently been seeking a transfer. So we'll follow up and see if there's any more information. The good news is
all
the soldiers are going to be okay.
Are expected to recover just fine.
Yeah, which is such a blessing compared to what it could have had turned out to
have been. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Also, the latest out of Danville, Virginia, Virginia City Councilman Lee Vogler, who was set on fire a few weeks ago in an attack at his workplace, is going to be in the hospital for at least 6 months. That's according to a statement that was released by his wife yesterday.
So he was the one that was working at the magazine.
Yes.
Was it Showplace, Showtime, mm-hmm. Showgirls,
yeah.
something like that.
Not Showgirls.
And, but the, and
Showcase.
Showcase, that's it.
Yeah.
And then the guy who went in there and set him,
Shotzi.
I knew I was close. He still hasn't come out. Like, we haven't heard still why, right?
The only thing we had heard in the wake of it was that
his
intent was to kill him.
Right. And I told you, it's either going to be money
right.
or women. It's going to be one of those two.
Yeah.
That's aggressive.
So, Shotzi, Michael.
6 months in the hospital.
And they talk about, you know, the severity of his burns and how even after however many surgeries he's going to have to undergo and therapy sessions, how these burns are going to affect him and his family for the rest of his life. So,
sure.
Shotzi, Michael Buck Hayes is the 29-year-old man from Danville who has been taken into custody on attempted murder charges as that case is moving forward. Back here in D.C., a tow truck driver carjacked late yesterday evening. Authorities said it happened along Missouri Avenue and Kennedy Street Northwest just before 9 p.m. last night. So the driver told police he was approached by a guy with a rock who threatened him, pulled him from the vehicle, and fled. So the vehicle that was taken in the incident is a black Ram 4500 Alpha tow truck that has a DC license plate. They were searching for the guy who was last seen wearing a black ski mask and a gray shirt. I didn't see if there was anything attached to the tow truck, or was it just the truck that was stolen?
Just the truck that was stolen. But they believe he carjacked that. We'll go steal a couple of cars, ditch the tow truck,
yeah.
probably set it on fire.
Right.
But now you have pretty easy access all night to go around and pull cars.
D.C. police say an 81-year-old man was also arrested after attacking a street vendor with a machete over an argument about returning a product to him. An 81-year-old man attacked this guy with a machete.
Where did it happen?
In D.C. at along 14th Street. They said it's...
Oh, so was it like one of those people that's like 14th Street, there's like a million people that are selling like... Here's my painting of the
yes.
skyline. Here's my painting of Georgetown. Here's my painting of this. And so was it like
right,
just one
like
of those
right
guys?
Right across from the Columbia Heights Metro.
Yeah, sure.
In an area where a lot of people are known to set up their own little tables.
Oh, of course.
To try to sell their wares. But it sounds like the vendor in this case refused medical treatment. He's going to be okay. But the 81-year-old man.
Dude, without a machete.
Has been taken into custody. I'm not sure exactly what the merchandise was that he was trying to return.
Picture of the skyline.
No but, returns. Come on. You know the policy.
Yeah.
When it comes to street vendors. Mm-hmm.
There is a scam alert that has been put out from the FBI. It starts with a text that is sent to potential targets impersonating Amazon. The message states that through a routine quality inspection, they determined that your recent purchase doesn't meet standards and has been recalled. So you can get your money back. You don't need to return the item, but you have to click this link and provide some information in order to request a refund. And that is how they
get your info.
Exactly. So they're saying it's not that all sophisticated, but obviously when you get a text saying you're going to get a refund, common red flags include poorly written text with odd formatting and urgency to the message. Also senders with foreign numbers or email addresses. So make sure that you're actually clicking on the sender.
Just delete everything.
The sender address to see what you're dealing with
delete
there.
Delete everything.
It's the new front door.
It really is.
Just don't answer.
Yeah.
When Amazon sends those things that say the delivery driver wants to chat.
No,
right.
He doesn't. No, he doesn't.
Just
no.
deliver it.
Yeah. yeah.
I'll chat with him when I'm outside. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Claire.
I don't want to do that either.
No.
Just, that's not speaking for all of us. It's just Elliot.
Claire's the teen mall favorite for ear piercings and sparkly accessories, filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy again. The first time they did this was...
I was going to say, didn't they already go out of
they
business?
They did it in 2018. Now, they said this new restructuring, they're trying to keep more than 2,700 of their stores open for now while it weighs its strategic alternatives.
So, two things. Number one, so this is their second bankruptcy.
Yeah.
Oh, they're like iHeart. The do people like I know when your daughter got hers done, you went to the place that Marley went to to get hers done. What was it, like Stick by Jim or something like that?
Craig Pokes You.
Craig Pokes You,
Arlington.
That's right.
And that's her first that was her nose. I can't believe I'm saying this. That was her nose piercing.
Oh wait, but there's more?
No.
Oh.
But her first actual piercing was at Claire's at the mall.
Oh, it was? Oh, because I was just going to ask, is it all like mom and pop or just like a neighbor does it? Or do people still go to Claire's?
Definitely still go.
Yes.
So Claire's still gets the, like, that's what, I don't know if
Absolutely.
Claire's does anything but ear piercing.
And it's got walls and walls of cheap jewelry that the kids love.
But they can't get it for the prices they used to.
Because of the tariffs.
I'll pass that on to me. What is it? But does Claire's, I've never been into Claire's. Does Claire's only do piercings and jewelry?
As Diane just explained, there's so many accessories.
Yeah, no, but like they don't sell clothes.
No.
Yeah, so it's just like earrings, nose rings, belly rings.
No, but there's like bags to.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, to put my other
accessories,
earrings in.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah. All right, very good.
Yeah,
good.
And there's anytime I remember walking past like the one at Tyson's where we went, there was always a line of kids waiting to get their
really?
Ears pierced.
How
yeah.
are they going bankrupt if everybody's in line to get their ears
but
pierced?
But that's what the whole deal is all of their merchandise is now suddenly going to be a lot more expensive.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Yeah. So also news out of Hollywood, Brad Pitt's mother, Jane, has passed at the age of 84.
Can I tell you, hold on. I had to write this down. Hold on. Go ahead.
She was a school counselor, often accompanying Brad on the red carpet at certain events. Her cause of death was not disclosed.
So Brad Pitt's mom is from Springfield, Missouri.
Right.
And Brad Pitt's mom had two other, they're old
kids.
Women. No.
Oh.
Two old women that she hung out with all the time. It was like the, in that little neighborhood, it was like the three old ladies of that little neighborhood.
Yeah.
It was Brad Pitt's mom. I don't know her name. B. Payne Stewart, who is Payne Stewart's mom.
The golfer.
And Jackie's grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those were like the three old ladies in the neighborhood. I met B. Payne Stewart. I never met, Jane Pitt. Never met her. But they, the three of them, that was like the their little running bunch in Springfield.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. I also felt bad that Jackie's grandmother wasn't famous or anything.
Well... She doesn't need to be famous.
But you got Payne Stewart's mom. You got Brad Pitt's mom.
Yeah.
It's like Jackie's mom's mom.
Mm. No surprise here. There was a fight that broke out during the joint practice between Commanders and the Patriots. Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel ended up with a bloody face because he stepped into the mix. So they're getting ready for tomorrow.
Yeah, so they practice today by themselves. There's not a joint practice today, and then they'll go tomorrow. You do get three games tonight. I know the Ravens go tonight. I think the Eagles go tonight against Cincy.
Yeah.
Ravens have...
Colts?
The Colts, that's right. And then the late game is Vegas and Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
They'll get after it. But, yeah, so regular practice by themselves today, and then the Commanders go at it against the Patriots tomorrow. Jaden Daniels won't play. That should shock nobody that he won't be going tomorrow night.
Nationals scoring in the bottom of the ninth to beat the A's 2-1 last night. They will wrap up that series with a noon game later on this afternoon. The Orioles beat the Phillies yesterday, so they are off today. Also, Jen Paywall is set to become the first woman to umpire a Major League Baseball game this weekend when she works the Marlins-Braves series.
That's awesome. And listen, she's done minor league games. She did some spring training games. So she gets called up. So she'll do bases on Saturday, and then she'll do home plate on Sunday. And I know there were some people that were being critical about, like, oh, well, you gave her a dud game. Yeah, of course. By the way, every time that there's a midseason call-up and there's a new umpire that's going, they always give them a dud game.
Hmm.
It's their first game. And listen, it's not like she's – is it different than doing, like, minor league and triple-A ball? Of course it is. But good for her. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Also, the U.S. Open Tennis Tournament getting underway in New York next month. It will have the largest prize pool in tennis history. The USTA saying it'll be $90 million, up from the $75 million that they had last year, also putting the U.S. Open well ahead of the other Grand Slam events.
Yeah, so the winners, each men and women's winner, walk away with $5 million.
That ain't bad.
No, it's great. And like so that'll be the highest paid major. I think the lowest paid major is Australia, and I think they're at like $3.5-4 million, which is still a great payday for playing tennis. It's a huge difference. But U.S. Open makes so much money. So it's good. They're paying them more. It's excellent.
And we know that Michael Jordan and his Catch 23 have been participating in the fishing tournament, the White Marlin Open.
Did they catch something?
I was just looking and marveling at his crab cake order. Did you see that?
No. Has Michael Jordan's boat ever caught a fish during this thing?
Yeah.
They've never caught
it to the scales?
I don't think they've ever done that.
Over 200 boats out there fishing.
Yeah, but like they've never been in the running. They've never.
Oh, for the winning.
Like, you never hear, like, oh, Jordan was there. Was there another biggie yesterday?
A white marlin, which is a much more difficult fish to catch. So even though it's not 1,000 pounds like that blue marlin,
right. That
white marlin that barely qualified. It was 70 and a half inches. It has to be 70. And it was 72 pounds. It has to be 70 pounds.
Oh, wow.
They now have that top $4.4 million prize.
Good for them.
No, but the original crab cake factory.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry, Diane. Back to Michael Jordan's crab cake order.
Reported that he was making sure that his crew was well fed. The order included 120 jumbo lump crab cakes, 20 pounds of shrimp, 32 lobster rolls, and 12 jars of Angry Beans.
That is a wet dream for Diane. God, that sounds awesome.
That's a look at news and sports.
Elliot in the morning.
If you have been in a car accident in the past and have settled your case, I may have some good news. Some unethical lawyers have people known as runners who come directly to your hospital room or home and solicit your case. It's a disbarrable offense. Anyone that would hire these scumbags needs to have their heads examined. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Now for the good news. If this happened to you, we will sue these lowlifes and fight to get all your fees back. And then look and see if these bottom feeders also malpractice your case and sue them for that too. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Visit ForThePeople.com for a free consultation or call Pound Law on your cell, #529. If someone does this to you, call the Bar Association and report them. Let's fight these bums. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Injured? Dial Pound Law or visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
Your alternative, anywhere, anytime, with one click. Make us your number one preset on the new iHeartRadio app. DC 101.
Elliot, 866-235-5468. 1 week from tomorrow night, we take over Six Flags America in Hurricane Harbor. I have 4 packs of passes for you. Passes will get you in all day as we take over the park. Then we'll have a nice little meetup next Friday evening. Thank you, Bud Light. Thank you, Neutral. If you can make it, I have a 4-pack of passes for you. You call me right now. 866-2-ELLIOT, 866-235-5468.
Call Elliot in the morning, 866-2-ELLIOT, 866-235-5468. Elliot in the morning. We finally switched to T-Mobile because with them, we can be connected here and there.
Listos todos.
Now we just need to harmonize. Switch today. Get 4 Samsung Galaxy S25 phones with Galaxy AI. Plus, get 4 lines for just $25 per line. Visit a store, T-Mobile.com, or call 1-800-T-Mobile. 1-800-T-Mobile. For well-qualified customers with autopay, plus taxes and fees and $35 per line connection charge. Minimum 4 lines on plan. Contact us with canceling lines. Plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Get week-long savings on everyday essentials at Giant. 80% ground beef for just $4.99 a pound. Easy peel shrimp, only $6.99 a pound. Craving fresh fruit? Grab strawberries or blueberries, 2 for $6. And double your savings when you clip digital coupons. Enjoy chicken breast for just $1.99 a pound. And fresh salmon, only $7.99 a pound. Clip your digital coupons and shop online or in-store only at Giant. Giant, this is home.
Popsicles, sprinklers, a cool breeze. Talk about refreshing. You know what else is refreshing this summer? A brand new phone with Verizon. Yep, get a new phone on any plan with select phone trade-in in my plan. And lock down a low price for 3 years on any plan with my plan. This is a deal for everyone, whether you're a new or existing customer. Swing by Verizon today for our best phone deals. 3 year price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate only. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
Ever sign up for a phone plan thinking, wow, great price? And then a few months later, it's like, surprise, your bills double. With Boost Mobile, you pay $25 a month forever. That's unlimited talk, text, and data starting at just $25 a month. No price hikes, no contracts. Head to your local Boost store today and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $25 a month forever. After 30 gigabytes, customers may experience slower speeds. Customers will pay $25 a month as long as they remain active on the Boost Unlimited plan.
This week at Safeway, get Signature Select Boneless Skinless Chicken Breast Value Pack for $2.49 per pound. Or General Mills Cereal Favorites for $1.99 each when you buy five or more. Hurry in now or download the Safeway mobile app to shop any way you want. In-store, delivery, or drive up and go.
When you bundle renters and auto with Progressive, you can save while protecting your most valuable possessions. Like your really expensive limited edition sneakers and your new suit for your cousin's wedding. Except you never actually bought the suit because you can't stop buying sneakers. So you show up to the wedding looking like you're going grocery shopping. But hey, at least your sneakers will look good in the pictures. Until you're cropped out of every last one of them. So go ahead and get Progressive so you can save while protecting the things that matter to you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
From the Thundercat Technology Traffic Center.
270 southbound accident reported at Father Hurley Boulevard in Germantown, and it is bumper to bumper now, leaving Clarksburg heading south on 270. Beltway outer loop at University Boulevard, accident being moved over to the shoulder, slow right off of I-95, then crawling past Old Georgetown Road on the outer loop with a wreck in the left lane, right at the big curve where traffic merges with the southbound 270 spur. DC, Kenilworth Avenue, bumper to bumper from Eastern Avenue straight past East Capitol Street. That's your traffic up to the minute.
This report is sponsored by Jiffy Lube. Don't schedule your whole day around an oil change. At Jiffy Lube, it takes 15 minutes or less. Drive in today with no appointment necessary. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com. That's JiffyLubeDC.com for a location near you.
This is DC 101, DC's alternative rock.
Elliot in the morning.
From tomorrow, we're at Six Flags, taking over the park, celebrating their final season. Have four packs of passes for you. 866-2-ELLIOT. 866-235-5468. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
Oh, my God. This is Chandler Sherholtz from Winchester, Virginia. How you doing, Elliot?
Chandler Sherholtz, I am doing fantastic. How are you doing, dude?
I'm doing great now that you cut your answer. And holy.
Excellent. Excellent. Hey, what'd you end up doing last night?
Working. Do a little bit of landscaping and just cleaning the house. Made some dinner.
I got you. Nothing wrong with that. Hey, can I ask you something real quick? Are you, how old are you, if you don't mind?
I'm 24.
Oh, perfect. Hey, when is the last wedding you went to?
I went to one in June. My girlfriend's sister actually got married out in San Diego.
Oh, dude, you went out to San Diego? That's nice. Good for you.
It was amazing. First time ever out there, and it was absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, San Diego's paradise. Hey, let me ask you this, though. At the wedding, did the bride and the groom, did he smash cake in her face?
He did not. It was a pretty formal military wedding, but I don't know if that's something frowned upon or not, but, dude, I would have, honestly.
So when you, you mentioned that you went with your girlfriend. So, I don't know how long you've been together, but if you married her, you're smashing cake in the face?
Oh, absolutely. No question.
Yes. Yes. All right. Very good. Very good. Well, listen, let me get you a 4-pack of passes. I will see you.
Oh, my God.
I'll see you a week from tomorrow. We'll be at Six Flags. We'll have a great time. We'll have a couple beers together. So hold tight 1 second for me. All right, Chandler?
Awesome. Sounds good, Elliot. Thank you so much.
Hey, you got it, brother. Hold on 1 second, and then I'm going to go right here. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
My name's Caitlin.
Yes, Caitlin. And where are you calling me from?
Richmond.
Excellent. Excellent. Hey, two things. Number one, you'll be able to make it up next Friday for Six Flags, right?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Perfect. Yeah. Let me get you a 4-pack of passes for that. Number two, do you mind if I ask how old you are?
22.
Beautiful. When's the last wedding you went to?
Oh, God. It's probably been at least 10 years. It's been a while.
You 10 years? You haven't been since you were 12?
Yeah.
I feel like when you're in your 20s, you're at
That's
a wedding.
That's all you do.
Yeah, you're at a wedding.
Not at 22.
No.
Well, you don't
you're
have friends.
Still a senior in college, possibly.
Yeah, no, but you got a couple friends that are older than you, older sibling or something like that.
Oh, you're going family. I meant friends.
Somebody got an older sibling or something. Yeah, that could be. All right, well, no big deal. You know what? I put you right on hold. I see you next week. You, me, and Chandler, we're going to, you know what? We'll have a couple of beers. We'll play Rage Cage or something like that. Hold tight 1 second for me, all right?
All right. Thank you.
Hey, you got it. Hold on 1 second. Why is cake smashing all, in again?
Oh, it's come back.
Oh, in a big way. And they said it's been and I haven't been to, when's the last wedding I went to? Kristen's.
Is it Kristen's?
Mike definitely did not smash cake in Kristen's face. Did you guys even have cake? No, I didn't think so. Did
Never, he? She doesn't like cake. She wanted pie.
That's right. That's right. That got smashed in Mike's face.
I feel like there's more discourse about it, and it's getting ratioed. So it's not popular again, but it's very, very in to criticize it.
What do you mean?
Because people are posting those videos, and then they're getting attacked.
Wait, getting attacked for posting it?
For doing it.
Wait, why are people getting attacked for doing it?
Because it's, it's tacky.
Tacky.
To you.
Okay, if it's a nice...
I just talked to Chandler. He can't wait to smash cake in his bride's face.
If it's a nice, gentle, just morsel on the nose.
Oh, yeah. So you get icing on your nose.
Yeah, that's one thing. But people are like, how are you choosing to post this video where you're chasing your wife down to smash a pastry in her face? So they're getting ratioed.
Oh, see, but if you're, listen, Jackie was pretty clear. We ain't doing that. That is not going to happen.
Same.
You said that to Scott?
Yeah. And he was like, no, I would never do that. I was like, I just want to make that clear.
Okay, the discussion's important because there's some of the videos where it ends in tears.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I was reading about one in Nashville where it ended in blood.
Blood?
Yeah.
Like Mike Vrabel.
Worse actually, because this bride got her nose broken.
And there was video.
Oh, my
video.
God.
Oh, yeah. No, not only was there video, the photographer got all of it, but the,
But the but
broken. Did she trip and fall and then break her nose,
or did he go like palm of his hand?
Jesus Christ!
The yeah. So he had he didn't mean to break her nose.
I'm sure he didn't mean it, but still.
The okay. Well, you can't say I didn't mean to get in an accident, but I still drove.
I didn't mean to ruin your dress.
The okay, dress is whatever.
You see that a lot
that,
too.
That gets washed out.
Where people run because the bride is mortified and they're trying to. Forget crying. They're trying to help, like with napkins, mm-hmm. clean up because now all the photos have just ugly stains in them.
Yeah, but you already took your photos.
What? From now, the whole night?
During the reception, they take more photos.
Not the ones that are staged.
No, but now I've got like the party.
Oh, awesome.
The party. No, but I don't want to crap on somebody who wears
red
like,
velvet across my boob. Awesome.
Well, you should have gotten a vanilla cake. No, but I don't want to crap on a couple who's like, yeah, no, we were into it. There are plenty of couples that are into it.
Just have the discussion.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So that's very important.
Now, Diane, let me ask you this. You told Scott no dice, no DJ.
Right, and he agreed.
Okay, well, that's fine. Yeah. That's fine. But what if you would have said, well, yeah, no, hit me in the face with a cake. Would
if
he
I
have done it?
No.
Why?
No, you wouldn't have done it.
If Jackie said, smear my face in cake, I would have done it.
And not just a dainty boop.
Yeah.
No, that's not smearing my face.
I know, but if Lindsay told me that, I couldn't do it.
Oh, I could. Why not? That's what she wants.
Like, smears all over, like putting a facial mask on them with cake.
Listen, there were things I wanted at the wedding that I didn't get.
Really? I thought you got everything.
I'm just saying, not every wish is granted.
Yes, I agree. But what I'm saying is, I'm not going to die on the no, I won't do it hill. If that was important to Jackie, I'd have been like, okay, then I'll smash.
Isn't that a weird thing to be important to somebody about?
I bet it is.
Family
I bet
tradition.
It is. No, I bet it is important to some people. I bet that is.
What are the origins of that?
Which one?
Cake smashing.
Yeah. I can tell you.
Oh, you know.
Yes, I do. Well, let me start
here.
How
far back do they trace it?
Cake rituals go back to ancient Rome, where the groom would sprinkle barley crumbs over the bride's head, symbolizing dominance and the hope of future fertility. Over time, this evolved into feeding each other, a gesture intended to show reciprocal care, with some couples making the event more playful by patting icing on each other's face.
I forgot about the feeding angle, because you're right. Some start like that.
Yeah, where it's like, you give me a bite of mine, I give you a bite of yours, and you're like, kaboo!
Did you feed each other?
No, I don't think so.
Isn't that sad? I can't remember either.
I can't remember either. Did we even...
We definitely didn't feed each other.
Did we just cut the cake and like end it there?
I think we did that.
I think we cut the cake and had a bite.
From your own fork?
What do you mean?
You had a bite via Jackie feeding you?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Okay, so from your own fork.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, my fork.
Yeah.
I mean, we may have shared the fork. I have no idea. But yeah, no, I'm like...
Add that to the list of crap I don't remember.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So now, would you have remembered if Scott gave you a whoosh all over the
probably
face?
Probably, because I'd still be mad.
I believe that.
See, so you don't even remember your cake ceremony, but that would at least be memorable. And you'd have pictures of your bloody nose.
Oh, my God.
I definitely remember cutting the cake because somebody gifted us a special knife to use.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And we still...
That's a great idea.
I feel so bad because it's our only cake knife. So, like, we'll bust it out for stuff that is not important.
Wait, you have a cake knife?
From a wedding gift.
Do you really?
That was given to us prior to the ceremony.
I don't even know what a cake knife is.
It's long.
Yes.
Is it serrated?
Serrated. And then a lot of times it'll have like a fancier handle. They'll have a bow on it.
By the way, you know who the best guest is at a wedding?
Who?
Menino.
Because?
He cuts the cake.
As a guest?
Yeah.
Why would you want to?
Even if he's not asked?
Yeah. Like sometimes. No,
I got it.
No, because sometimes they struggle. Steve will just go up there and go, I got it. He'll just get after. I've been at a couple weddings with Menino. Yeah, he goes right up, cuts the cake. I'm surprised he doesn't take over a carving station. But yeah, I've seen him cut a couple of cakes for like ceremonies.
That'd be like if you went to a wedding and somebody came over to you and said, hey, you want to do some radio?
Right.
I would do that. If it was important to the, I'm a guest. You paid for my meal. So yeah, if they were like, hey, will you do the introductions? Like, what am I going to do? Like, get on the air and give out the phone number? No. But if they were like, hey, will you do the introductions? I would do that. I would do that all day.
Okay. You mean like for the very first time?
Yeah,
I would do that. Hey, and please welcome.
Here's the groom's brother and Kimmy's big sis in Kappa Delta.
No, I would be a professional broadcaster, and I would say, you know, please welcome the mother of the bride.
You gotta hype up the crowd, though.
I'm just doing introductions. I'm not the DJ.
But that's moment when they come in there and they're holding hands and doing choreographed dances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's an amped up moment.
Oh, yeah. Well, then I'm into it. Then I'm like, all right, here we go. Right on. Let's twirl. So that would be fine. That would be fine. But there are some people who enjoy, like, I also feel bad. I've never seen a cake smash.
I can't tell you if I have.
I definitely haven't, because that I think I would remember.
I feel like the commentary at the table would stand out to me enough that I would recall it.
Why is there commentary?
Oh, my God.
Why is there commentary? I don't understand that.
Because you wonder if it was discussed.
Oh, I assume if it's done, it's discussed.
You can usually tell on one of the faces if it wasn't discussed.
Yes. Okay, well, most of the viral videos.
I didn't know I was going to break her nose. I didn't know.
Not where there's a medical incident.
Right.
But you can tell if there's utter shock.
Do you know how hard I would laugh if I saw a guy in a tux chasing a woman in a dress around the banquet hall?
Just do some sort of pre-planned pro wrestling scenario.
I put on the Benny Hill theme.
That's on the Do Not Playlist.
And then the father of the bride gets involved.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's a good question. If Scott would have smushed your face, would Frank have gotten involved?
I get the sense that he probably would have thought that it's off brand, but she must have agreed to that.
See, that is Frank's me. I assume if you're smushing cake, like, that's disgusting.
Maybe that's the blessing you should call for. Mr. Hughes.
but there are brides that smush cake in husbands' faces.
Yeah.
So get over it. Like, there's no reason to be nasty in posts and stuff. Mm.
But I would still, like Diane said, forget it. If it happened at mine, still be angry or fuming about it. But I'd still be talking about it if it was at a friend's wedding.
Yeah, because it would be funny.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Yes. Again,
no, we'd be funny to us because we're mocking them.
Yeah,
no, but again, I've never seen one. So if I saw one, I'd be like, you know whose wedding was, like, off the charts? Blah, blahs. Remember? He smushed that face, bro. Smushed that face. Like, that would be great.
But was there a time when, if it wasn't done, it was odd?
Yes.
Because it was so in vogue?
I bet that, well, they're saying it's back over the last couple of years.
No,
yes, it is.
Elliot,
yes,
Elliot.
It is.
They're getting ratioed.
Is. In the past several years, cake smashing videos have become very popular again.
Yeah, from the guests who are like, well, I'm about to get paid for these clicks.
Right. Well, at least I'm going to monetize it.
But I bet.
Ask the Coldplay filmer.
But I bet that there was, like, back in the day, I don't know how far back you got to go, but back in the day, it was very, very popular. It was cool. It was funny. Like, everybody enjoyed it. Everybody got a good ha-ha. And then.
When they were sprinkling barley seed?
No, not in ancient Rome.
Oh.
No, but I don't. Why did it go away? Why did it go away?
You mean
class? I don't know.
Recently,
it's not. Why do you equate it with being trashy?
It's essentially the garter toss,
which I love.
I know you do. Mm-hmm. I guess not everyone. Some people just retrieve the garter; they don't always toss it.
What do you mean?
Some people will stop short of. They'll do the bouquet toss, but just do the whole garter ceremony,
right?
But then not throw it.
Garter. All garter ceremony should be NHA though.
What
does that mean?
No hands allowed.
Oh,
use your teeth. Use your teeth.
Oh, and the wedding band has to play like da na 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 na, like the stripper.
Well, yeah, because you're pulling up,
that's
bro.
That's just what Nana wants to see.
Well, I'm sorry. Did Nana book the wedding? No. I'll smush Nana's face.
We didn't do garter, didn't do bouquet toss.
You guys did garter.
No, we did not.
Oh, absolutely.
Elliot remembers that.
No, we did not.
Wasn't Elliot the DJ, too?
So tight. Oh, I have two.
Scott's got a little panty in his tooth.
Doesn't shock you, DJ.
No, Buddy Reiser was.
No,
Brain. Brain was.
Brain was. Brain was there. Because right. I remember, I'll never forget pulling up to the hotel and seeing the DC 101 roadie standing outside. And I was like, what the actual F?
Yeah, they're going to smash cake at this wedding.
No, actually, Buddy booked my DJ as my wedding gift.
Right.
Oh, that's right.
But I think that's a bad wedding gift, just FYI. But then why was Brain there? Oh, he had to set up the speakers.
Assist. It's a lot for one person to do.
And then wasn't there Son of Brain? wasn't that also a guy who worked here for a while?
You definitely worked here. I don't think Son of Brain was at my wedding. Brain was.
He loved it. He was right up close with the camera when that garter was coming off.
I was already a mess. And then I was just like, oh my, are you kidding?
Brain was like, hey, I think I'm seeing Knuckle.
Oh God. I hope somebody rolls up in the Hummer.
Line three. Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Hi, is this me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Jessica.
Are you a cake smasher?
I am. So this is about my wedding. It was back in 2008, so a while ago.
Right.
But it was one of my most memorable moments of my wedding.
Right. And my mom loved it. You loved it.
I did. But my mom had a conversation with both my now husband and I beforehand saying that we better not do it because it was trashy.
It ain't trashy.
Yep, we had the conversation, and then during the actual moment, the DJ was on. Sorry, my baby's crying.
Right, that sounds trashy.
The DJ was talking to my husband, saying, "You better be really careful over the next 30 seconds because this is going to define your marriage."
Oh boy!
And as he's talking, I take my cake and smash it completely in my husband's face.
Oh, so you got him also? Good for you.
I got him first. I mean, he, of course, got me back.
Right.
But
and there was no blood.
No, it was the funniest thing, and it took him. It completely shocked him. He had no idea I was going to do it.
Beautiful. Beautiful. That's fun.
Yep, like, it was
that's
great. Fun. The photographer
Diane doesn't even remember her cake
picture.
Ceremony. And you, it was the highlight of your night.
Yep, it's in my living room. The picture of my hand in his face with the cake everywhere, and his arms are back, and he's just in complete shock.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, I'm going to let you go tend to that baby. Hold tight 1 second for me, please. Yes, Tyler.
See, now from Instagram, we just got a photo of A, we'll just say A, joking about doing it with his bride.
Oh, but, did he like kind of like,
Just you see the eyes are kind of trained on each other. Is he or is she? And
oh, that's kind of fun too.
And that's it.
That's kind of fun.
And he didn't
where it's
go
like,
through with it.
Psych, psych, psych,
mm-hmm.
And then smush. You know what? I think if I could go back and redo it, I may have smushed Jack.
She'd never go for that.
She'd probably like you. That's trashy. It ain't trashy. It's fun. It's fun.
Luke is claiming, did you see it, Diane?
Yes.
Luke is claiming that, now he does say my ex-brother-in-law.
That's okay. People get divorced.
During the removal of the garter.
Oh, yes.
Played a certain Southern rock song. Is this seen at some weddings? Like, is this a one-off or is this a joke that some DJs and family will arrange, hopefully discussed ahead of time?
Can I have no idea what it is, but I do have a guess.
I'm going to cue it up here.
Did we see this band play Gretna Fest?
Yes, we did.
Skynyrd?
Yeah.
Oh, yes!
Do you think you know what song it is?
Absolutely. That smell.
smash a cake in my face all day before you do that.
N-A-J!
Oh, my God.
N-A-J! Come on, Scott, get your head up there and get that garter. Come on, everybody.
Whiskey bottle. Brand new car.
Oak tree. Oh, my God.
It's not the oak tree that's in your way.
That was those goddamn panties. Line five. Hi, Elliot in the morning. That would be, by the way, that would get the crowd talking. That would get the crowd talking. Memorable.
Forget your mashed potato station.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, is this me?
Yeah, hi. Who
Julie?
Are you? Yes, Julie. What can I do for you?
Oh, hey. So I was just calling because when I was like, it was the late 90s, we went to my cousin's wedding. He was only like 19 years old. It was like big, big deal. Everybody was judging them for getting married. And my cousin, he smashed his new wife in the face with the cake and she started bawling, crying and ran away.
That's horrible.
And she had to be consoled.
Oh, come on, you're ruining the wedding.
Oh, it was bad. And needless to say, they are no longer married.
Oh,
okay,
boy.
but not because of that. Not because of that.
Oh, no. Not because of that. But it was, you know, it was just the harbinger of what's to come. But
hey, can I ask you this, though? But did they talk about it ahead of time where she was like, I'm cool with it?
Not if she's crying.
Well, maybe it didn't go as she thought.
No way.
No. Okay, no talk.
I know my cousin, and even if she had said not to do it, he would do it anyway. So
hey, did they play that smell during the garter removal?
Oh, God, there was no garter remover. They wouldn't even let people out of state get alcohol. It was like in Illinois or something, and they had a law at the wedding where anybody with out-of-state license wasn't allowed to buy alcohol.
Oh, my God, that's crazy. So, that's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, very good, yeah. Very good. Thank you, man. Hi, Elliot in the morning. Oh, wait, I hit the wrong line. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, it's me.
Yeah, hi, who's this?
Hey, what's up? This is Vinny.
Hey, what's up, Vinny?
So, our wedding was a little interesting and a little different than most others. Literally seconds before we're about to cut the cake, my wife goes, I'm going to punch the cake. And I was like, what? She's like, yep, we're going to punch it. And I said, all right, screw it. So, I didn't even know if we could actually cut the cake, but we both punched the cake, shoved it in each other's faces, and then took some and actually just shoved it in the guest's faces.
Oh my God.
We got everybody involved.
That's awesome. And it was great. Everybody loved it, right?
Oh, yeah. It was a good time, man. Our wedding was, I mean, everybody thinks their wedding's the best. But, yeah, ours was the best.
Yeah. No, see, that's fun. That's fun. Excellent. Thank you, sir. Thank you. So now we're throwing cake in each other's face? And now we're getting the guests?
Other guests?
Dude, if at Diane's wedding, I would have laughed. If Scott came up and was like, I smushed Diane, now I'm smushing you, I would have laughed.
I would not have. Nope.
How about if Scott tagged you out during the garter removal?
By the way, Luke followed up with, remember, this was his ex-brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Right.
It was definitely memorable, and I still love that guy. And Hobie chimed in with, hell yeah.
Hey, happy anniversary to all the happy brides. All right, let's do some follow-up phone calls, please. 866-2-ELLIOT, 866-235-5468. Any good stories from yesterday, last night, anything at all that you want to get into? We'll do some follow-up phone calls. 866-2-ELLIOT, 866-235-5468.
Ooh, I smell.
Do you like
like to party. Bud Light and Neutral present Elliot in the Morning's Wild One Night Only at Six Flags America at Hurricane Harbor. To celebrate over 50 years of fun, EITM is taking over the parks Friday, August 15th. Win four packs of passes around 6:20 every a.m. and let adventure begin. Scream more with the professor as past meets future in Steamtown. Make your day on wooden coaster Wild One alongside Big Sean Studd, son of legendary spokesperson Big John Studd.
Wild One, stuff like Studd.
Cool down at the region's largest water park, Hurricane Harbor, Maryland, and fuel up at 25 plus dining destinations, saving a little funnel cake just for us. Elliot in the Morning's Wild One Night Only at Six Flags America. Thrilling rides, high-energy shows, and world-renowned attractions. Listen all week to get in on the final season. For additional details, facebook.com/EITM online. Elliot in the Morning.
Mostly sunny today, not so hot. Highs at 84.
This report is sponsored by 7-Eleven.
It's summertime. The days are hot and ice cold large big gulp drinks are only $1 at 7-Eleven. That's why everybody's rolling up. So assemble your crew and head to 7-Eleven. 7 Rewards app required. Valid through 8/26/25. See app for full terms.
That'll be 30 even.
That's 90 points!
Sorry, that was a lot. Now that I'm getting 3 times the points on food and fuel with the Navy Federal More Rewards American Express card, I get a little too hyped sometimes.
Cool. Why do you like your receipt?
In the bag!
Sorry. In the bag, please.
Learn more about the Everyday, Everywhere Navy Federal More Rewards American Express card at NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA.
Look, up in the sky. It's a plane. And chickens? Skydiving? Royal Farms Chicken Palooza is back. For a limited time, get an 8-piece mixed world-famous chicken for just $12. Try our world-famous chicken subs, too. Now offering 8 daring drops with classic, spicy, or grilled chicken. And remember, ROFO Rewards members get the best deals. So sign up by downloading our app now. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Give your car the refresh it deserves with vacuums, microfiber towels, compressed air, and glass cleaner free with every wash at Flagship Express. Or get the full service treatment for a deeper clean inside and out at Flagship Full Service. Visit FlagshipCarWash.com for locations.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, ooh, deep high breath. Five, high five. You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security, all on our ultra-reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked!
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High-five, everybody! High-five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back.
Yay!
But only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High-five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Our iHeartRadio Music Festival, presented by Capital One,
is coming back to Las Vegas.
T-Mobile Arena,
September 19th and 20th.
Streaming live only on Hulu.
And you could win your way to be there with a weekend full of superstar performances.
Playing live.
The Offspring.
You gotta keep them separated.
Jelly Roll. Sammy Hagar, Justice, John Fogerty,
Diplo,
and more. 16 artists, 2 nights, 1 stage.
Tickets are on sale now at AXS.com.
And keep listening for the next chance to win your way there.
Woo! Sammy Hagar, Las Vegas, the iHeartRadio Music Festival.
It's iHeart Energy.
Gear up, music fans. Hyundai is back as a proud partner of the 2025 iHeartRadio Music Festival. Join us as our electrifying all-star lineup hits the stage like never before.
Beltway traffic jammed in Bethesda, outer loop after Old Georgetown Road, right at the merge with the southbound 270 spur. Accident cleanup continuing. The left lane closed. The bumper-to-bumper ride begins on the outer loop just after 355. On the 270 spur, only very brief delays, leaving Democracy Boulevard getting onto the Beltway. Kenilworth Avenue crawling out of Maryland into D.C. That goes all the way down to Pennsylvania Avenue. New York Avenue now jammed. South Dakota Avenue to Bladensburg Road. Florida Avenue to the 3rd Street Tunnel. That's your traffic up to the minute.
This report is sponsored by Mattress Firm. Need better sleep? This Labor Day weekend, upgrade to premium sleep at Mattress Firm's best sale of the year. Let their sleep experts match you with the perfect bed and get the rest you deserve. They make sleep easy. Shop Mattress Firm's best sale of the year.
It's the biggest party of the summer. WWE SummerSlam is here, and Wrestling with Freddie is all over it. We're talking wild matches, big surprises, and our boldest predictions yet. From celebrity showdowns to the chaos inside a steel cage, we're breaking down every match and calling who we think walks out on top. This card is loaded. We're covering the upsets and the championship moments. Don't miss it. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Follow Wrestling with Freddie and start listening on the free iHeart Radio app today.
From the Thundercat Technology Studio.
DC's alternative rock is DC 101.
Broadcasting on top of the Elliott in the Morning Building. WWDC, Washington. This is the EITM Radio Network.
Hundreds a day. Also, programming note number two, tomorrow's Friday. That means tomorrow's Free Beer Friday. Win anything tomorrow during the show, you get yourself a free case of beer from Lone Oak Farm Brewing Company. But today, half hour from now, I'll give you cash. So just know that's coming up. Follow-up phone calls, 866-2-ELLIOTT, 866-235-5468. I must immediately go to line one. Hi, Elliot, the morning.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Bailey Sipprich from Italy.
Oh, wait, are you over there with the baton crew?
I am.
I missed your name. It was Bailey, right?
Yes.
Hey, how is, well, first of all, congratulations for making your way over there. How is it going?
It's going fantastic. I just finished my artistic a couple minutes ago, and it went phenomenally, so I am done for the day.
What time is it there?
1 o'clock.
In the morning? No, afternoon.
PM,
ain't that far ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Wait, so you're already done for the day? Are you done?
I am.
But you're not done for the competition.
No, I am not. I have to do team routines with the Dynamics, who twirl out of Baltimore, tomorrow and Friday.
Oh, excellent. You know what's weird? And listen, I'm glad, first of all, I'm very glad that you called, and I'm glad that your routines, if I'm calling it that the right thing, went well today. So we were talking about Annalise Lyon, who I was reading about in the in online, and I had no idea. And then Jacob was in here yesterday, the Capital Merman. And he was a Team USA baton twirler back in the day, and he knows Annalise. But he was saying that there's like 50 of you that are over there, right?
Yeah, there's quite a few of us over here.
Dude, that is awesome. That is great. Hey, do you get any free time to run around Italy while you're there?
I do. We got here a little bit earlier than the contest started, so we started in Florence and spent a day there. And then we spent a few days in Turin, which is where the contest is. And when you're not competing every day, you get some days off and you can explore around there, too.
Oh, dude, that's awesome. That's cool. So you're having a good time. Wait, what is this, Tyler?
Photos from Instagram.
Oh, dude, that's awesome. That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
That's Florence.
Hey, what is the, now let's get down to the business. Are you guys doing well?
So far, everyone has done phenomenal today that I've watched.
And what I'm not big in the world of baton twirling. Tyler's mom was. What do you guys win? Oh, you got gelato. God damn, that looks good. Sorry, didn't mean to cuss in front of you. That looks awesome.
The captain sounds like Elliot. Okay, so the pizza and pasta was delicious.
Oh, are you crushing pizza like no one's business?
Oh, absolutely. It's so good here.
I would be spinning with my baton and vomiting the entire time. That gelato. Oh, dude, you're twirling something that's on fire right there.
Oh, yeah, we twirl fire all the time.
Okay.
No big deal.
Please don't get like that. No, that's great. So can I, like, if you win, what do you win? Like, what comes of this?
If you win first, you get a gold medal just like the Olympics.
And are all 50 of you competing in the same thing, or is there like different categories and stuff like that?
Nope, we've got several different categories for ages and levels, and also a good 6 or 7 different types of routines you can do.
Right.
So there's quite a bunch of differentiation.
Well, Bailey, I like I said, I know very little about baton twirling, but I hope you whip everyone's ass.
Why, thank you. I appreciate it.
And I'll say this. She's not exaggerating. She literally, based on the schedule I'm looking at, she just finished.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I did. I finished about half an hour ago.
Were you like, I got to go. I got to call Elliot. Let's move this along. So, and Bailey,
absolutely.
Remind me, you told me, when do you compete again?
I compete for my team tomorrow and Saturday.
Oh, excellent. Will you, two things. Number one, will you call me on Monday? Mm-hmm. Will you call me back on Monday and let me know how everything turned out? Or, like, when do you come back? Like, when are you done with competing?
Saturday is our last event that we're competing. We leave turn Sunday. But yes, I'll absolutely call you Monday and let you know how everything went.
Excellent. And then the last thing I need for you to do, please have that gelato looks so goddamn good. Will you please have some for me?
I will absolutely do that for you with no complaints whatsoever.
Excellent. Hey, good luck. I don't know what you say, but good luck.
Break a leg.
Beat some ass, whatever it is you got to do, but go do it.
Thank you so much.
Hey, you got it, Bailey. Thank you. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Also enjoy.
You're in Italy. Whoops.
How mature she sounded.
Thank you.
Not you.
No. I feel like I made them very comfortable, and that way they feel because when we so yesterday we and by the way didn't even know that Annalise and Capital Merman knew each other.
Yeah,
had no idea.
Teammates. Yeah.
Yeah, I did know that he was a baton twirler, but I didn't know that they knew each other. But then I got a couple, and this goes back to talking about Annalise. And I don't know if, like, Annalise is the stud of the team. I'm all Bailey right now, I'll tell you that. But I got two notes about Annalise. Number one, I just saw her win Junior Miss Majorette of America at the University of Notre Dame at the National Championships in June. I'm also a baton judge and have judged her routines many times. Annalise is amazing. Hmm. So is she like the stud of the team?
Sounds like it.
I can't say. I've never seen her, and I am, too, a baton judge.
And then we did get an email from Annalise's mom. Mm. I am the mother of Annalise Lyon. I had an overwhelming amount of messages come to me today stating that Elliot the Morning is trying to find Annalise. Jacob also told us you asked about her. We're currently in Italy for the World Twirling Competition. She's in 4 events starting on Friday, but would love to check in. And yes, it is pronounced lion, like the animal. So maybe we'll hear from her also, but that's good. So thank you to Jennifer, and go Bailey. That's awesome. Send more ice cream pictures. God, that ice cream looks so good. And then what was this? Oh, yesterday, excuse me, yesterday we were talking about people who end up living with you and at what point do you go from helping to enabling? My uncle has lived with me for 23 years and is still going.
Good God.
I inherited him when my grandmother died and the rest of the family didn't want him. Every time I try to get rid of him, my family throws a fit.
That's more than that original story.
So is that because the rest of the family doesn't want you to kick him out because then they're on the hook?
Probably.
Or is it like you're just like at this point you're being rude to him? It's been 23 years.
Maybe it's the latter.
Line five. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, is this me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
My name's Cody out of King William. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great, Cody. What can I do for you?
I sent Diane some pictures yesterday. Me and my buddies last week were on vacation, and we caught a 6-foot blacktip shark out in the surf. And I was the lucky guy who got to paddle like 250 yards out with a huge tuna head as bait to drop out there. And you talk about creepy and scary.
So wait, where were you? Were you surf fishing?
Yeah.
I'm guessing Outer Banks?
Yeah, down in Salvo.
I gotcha.
Below Redampy.
I gotcha. And you ended up catching a 6-foot shark?
Yeah. Uh-huh. We've been trying for years.
Was it awesome?
We caught little ones, but it was amazing. My buddy got to reel it in, but it was a team effort getting it there. But like I said, he's got a shark rod. It's real stout. You can't cast far out there. And we got a tuna head the size of a small dinner plate, probably 5 or 6 pounds. And we zip-tied it to the hook. And I paddled it way out and past the surf. And it was fun, but I've never been that scared and just creepily calm on the water before.
By the way, I'm looking at the picture. That's no joke of a shark, dude. That is no joke.
Oh, no, we did it. Real deal Holyfield this time.
Man, good for you. Congratulations, man. That's pretty awesome.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, you got it. Thank you. And thanks for sending those pictures. Also, didn't you spend a semester at Radford being called Tuna Head?
They've talked about for the White Marlin Open how there's so much tuna activity.
When will we start getting the pictures from the Open of like people with all the signs on their balconies and like just the mayhem?
I mean,
like that's not going on yet.
Oh, it's
right?
Been packed.
Oh, yeah, has it?
There have been masses of humanity.
Am I just not seeing the pictures?
Runs to the tent. They're not watching a live stream at night like I am.
No, I'm not actually. So it's nuts.
Yes.
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
But you have a weekend here coming up.
And can somebody look something up? I have two things. So I was reading yesterday about somebody who won big money in Vegas on a slot machine, and I thought I had printed it out. There's somebody who won big money gambling in Florida. I want to say it was Tampa, and they won a huge amount of money, but there's a weird thing with the tax that I don't understand.
So this isn't the weird jackpot guy?
Yes, yeah, he won like...
The tax thing's weird to you? How about...
The number of
389
times.
Jackpots he won.
Okay, but I don't know what that means. Is that like any time the machine hits, you're like, well, that's a jackpot. This one was only worth $1, but it's still a... I didn't understand that. I just assumed that... What did it say? He hit 389?
In a single day.
Yeah.
Right. But is that just like, oh, I won 50 cents. That's
no,
my jackpot.
Because there was like $171,000 on one machine, 99 grand on a different one. $258,000 on the Golden Century Dragon Link.
How much did this guy win?
Total of $1.8 million.
On 300?
Yeah.
What's the average?
The average amount of jackpots won in a day?
No. But if you won $1.7 million? $1.8 million divided by 380.
Oh.
What is the average win of a jackpot?
389. So it's almost $5,000.
Okay, that's a big win.
Yeah,
that's a big win.
Yeah, we thought it was cool when Kristen won $60.
I know.
the property said it's one of the most impressive one-day runs in history. How is it not the most impressive?
Well, there was that one guy that got 390 jackpots in a day.
The headline just doesn't make sense.
No,
but isn't there something weird with the taxing though?
I honestly didn't even get to how much.
There's something weird with the taxing on it where it's almost like he didn't win any money.
This is,
I don't even understand.
Starting in 2026, gamblers can deduct only 90% of their documented gambling losses. They said if he cycled much of his winnings back into the machines, he would owe taxes on 10% of the losses. I don't understand it.
Yeah, well, they want you to gamble and give the money back, but I don't want to do that. I want to keep the money. I want to keep my $1.8 million.
Yeah, but then he kept putting it back into the machines.
Right, which everybody does. Mm-hmm. Everybody does.
It's a bizarre story.
Guy still won 389 jackpots. I'd still be there celebrating. No, because then I was reading there was somebody in Vegas who won $1 million playing a slot machine.
One jackpot?
One jackpot.
Loser.
And then I feel like we've discussed this in the past. Is it, what's the name of the company? Oh, Nationwide, the insurance company. Nationwide's on your side.
Mm-hmm.
The insurance company.
Yeah.
I believe they've done it for a number of years where it's like promoting their pet insurance. They give away like their pet insurance payout of the year. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah. Isn't it like the Bonehead Award?
Yeah, it's something like that. It's something like that. Hambone Award.
People in it before.
Well, we got another local one.
Uh-oh.
We got another local one. By the way, do you remember why it's named the Hambone Award?
Was that some what a dog ate?
A dog got trapped in the fridge, and when the dog was in the fridge, it ate an entire ham bone and then had to go to the vet and was fine. Obviously, the dog was fine after it was treated, but they named the award the Hambone Award after them. Anyway, there's a whole bunch of them, but there's a bulldog in Virginia. I don't know where, but there's a bulldog in Virginia named Maddie that's in the running, and it's just open to public vote. Maddie, a bulldog in Virginia, mysteriously fell ill until she began spitting up strange objects that look like bones. The culprit? A preserved alligator that had vanished in the house. Nationwide's vet helpline warned of potential toxic chemicals in taxidermy, prompting an urgent veterinary visit. Maddie ended up making a full recovery, and the family now keeps the exotic decor out of paw's reach. So the dad in the house had this like a exotic alligator that was on display.
Yeah, they said
got his hands on it.
A souvenir from Florida.
And he ended up eating it. But I want them to win.
Sometimes you read these stories and you're like, oh man, I'm glad that wasn't me. This one is read and I know this will never be me.
And then the last two things, they're international of nature. Oh, I should have asked Bailey while I had her on the phone. You know what I got obsessed with? And listen, I don't know how far it is from Sicily to mainland Italy. I have no idea how far that is. But did you see the bridge that they're building between the two?
Is this the suspension bridge?
Yeah. It'll be the world's longest suspension bridge, and it'll connect mainland Italy to Sicily.
Mm-hmm.
It is so freaking long. Now, this thing has been delayed over and over and over again because they believe that there is some mafia ties to getting it built. I'm not even kidding.
They said 50 years.
That this discussion has been taking place.
Yes.
But they were talking about like how much it cuts down time and all of that. But a lot of it has been because they're fearful, or they're not fearful, but there was concerns that it was being mafia run and organized to get the thing built. I don't know why I got so wrapped up in that yesterday, but I feel like that's kind of cool.
2+ mile bridge, and no matter the type, is crazy.
Now, I'll never drive on it. I already know that. When am I going from Italy to Sicily?
Right.
And don't go until 2032.
Well, that's when they hope that it'll be done. And then the other international thing I got obsessed with, can we agree at some point we're taking the show to Germany?
We have talked about Germany.
I know.
So and long. Nothing. That's the
Oktoberfest, like every year.
To Cincinnati last year. Because Germany fell through.
Right. But are we ever going to make it?
It's near the top of our list.
I have to drive on the Autobahn. I have to drive on the Autobahn. And I'm mad at the German press.
Why?
because somebody, so there's a misconception that the Autobahn is just completely wide open. The entire Autobahn, you could go as fast as you want. And that's not the case. There are parts of the Autobahn that are speed limit less. And then there's parts of the Autobahn that have a speed limit.
Right.
Now, I don't know what, well, hold on. Do they do the conversion for me? A motorist was clocked driving on the Autobahn and set a record by driving 124 miles per hour above the posted speed limit.
Oh, my God.
They were driving, the car they were driving did 199 miles an hour on the Autobahn.
Did they say the car?
Thank you.
They don't tell you what the car is?
Thank you. Why won't the German press, it's gotta be like a turbo Porsche 911. It has to be. I can't think of any other car that it would be.
Okay.
199 miles an hour. I don't know what that ticket is. I'll take it. I think they lost their driving privileges. But I see a story like that. I'm like, how have we never driven on the Autobahn?
Never been to Germany.
Well, that's also right. True. I've been in the Frankfurt airport. Remember, they got a strip club and hot dogs.
3-month ban from driving.
That's it?
And 2 points on their license.
I'll take both of those. To do 199 miles an hour on the Autobahn, I also need a car that'll go at 200 miles an hour. But wouldn't it be great for the four of us? And we'll go do something. It will take winners. I'll put them all in the car.
That sounds like a third rail situation.
And we go to Germany. We go to a show or a festival or something. Didn't we want to do Lollapalooza Berlin?
We did.
Yes. And a couple of bands have said, dude, playing Berlin is ridiculous. But I think I have show trip on the brain because of the Fried Chicken Festival in New Orleans.
And we talked about Portland this morning.
And Portland. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it's on. Now, I have nothing planned. I'll tell you that.
Okay.
However, we before we all die, can we do a show trip to Germany, please?
I'd love it.
Next year?
Sure.
Okay. That is the least. We'll have to do it around a holiday. Anyway, let's do this. Let's do
yeah,
this.
Oktoberfest.
All right, let's do this. Quick break. We come back. Let's do some news. Right after that, I have cash for you with Elliot in the Morning's Hundreds a Day.
Connect with Elliot in the Morning. 866-2-ELLIOT. 866-235-5468. Elliot in the Morning.
Mostly sunny today, not so hot. Highs at 84.
This report is sponsored by Whole Foods Market. Now at Whole Foods Market, get 20% off air-chilled, boneless, skinless chicken breast with Prime through August 12th. As always, there are no antibiotics ever. Use your grill to its fullest before summer ends. While supplies last, shop in-store or online. Terms apply.
Your one stop for advertising? Call 844-844-IHEART.
If Old Spice Deep Sea Super Hydration Body Wash were music, what would it sound like? Start with the deep sounds of Old Spice's ocean waves and kelp. Layer on the smooth, renewing moisture. You wouldn't hear any parabens or phthalates because Old Spice Deep Sea hasn't got any. But you would hear that vitamin B3 for healthier-looking skin. So while your regular body wash sounds like this, Old Spice sounds like this. Sounds like it smells amazing.
Under the Saturday night lights at Richmond, dreams of the playoffs live or die in prime time. NASCAR weekend at Richmond Raceway, August 14th through the 16th. Get your tickets now at richmondraceway.com.
It's the summer savings event going on now at all Fitzgerald Auto Mall locations. Thousands off MSRP, 0% interest, and deferred payments for 90 days. Check out all the deals at fitzmall.com or at any one of our 27 convenient locations today.
Hi, welcome to IKEA. Hi, I'm in a whirlwind of college prep. Gotcha. We've got affordable solutions to create the perfect college living space. Great. And visit our website to see how verified college students with an IKEA family account can receive a one-time use 15% off coupon. Nice. You guys think of everything. Pretty much. Offer ends 9/30/25. Valid ID required. Discount applied proportionally across items purchased as shown on receipt. See IKEA-USA.com/ready for college for complete terms.
Shop organics at Whole Foods Market.
Get organic black, red, and green seedless grapes for $2.99 per pound with Prime through August 19th. Enjoy them at their best with a crisp skin and juicy center. While supplies last, shop in-store or online. Terms apply.
Summer's here, and it's time to bring the heat in a new Honda. Head out on an unforgettable adventure. Or take a sporty sedan for a spin. All while driving with confidence. Check out the Civic, Accord, or HR-V during the Honda Summer Event.
Contact your local Washington area Honda dealer for a great deal today.
See dealer for financing details.
So I was just parking my car, and then I saw you.
The gecko. Huge fan.
I'm always honored to meet fans out in the wild.
The honor is mine. I just love being able to file a claim in under 2 minutes with the Geico app.
Well, the Geico app is top notch.
I know you get asked this all the time, but could you sign it?
Sign what? The app? Yeah, sure.
Oh, that means so much. Oh, it rubbed off the screen when I touched it. Could you sign it again?
Anything to help, I suppose.
You're the best.
Get more than just savings. Get more with Geico.
Construction managers, purchasing pros, are you building at scale and need a trim carpentry partner who delivers on time every time? Ace Trim Carpentry is trusted by top new home builders for high-volume residential projects across the DMV. With over 25 years of experience, Ace Trim provides turnkey interior trim carpentry solution, flawlessly installed, value engineered, and schedule ready. Don't gamble with your schedule. Go with the pros. Ace Trim Carpentry, the home builder's trade partner. Visit acetrim.com. That's acetrim.com.
Blood of My Blood on Stars is the epic romantic saga you've been waiting for. My name is Tammo. From the creators of Outlander, travel back in time to witness the battlefields of World War I to the highlands of 18th century Scotland. Two couples fight for love against all odds in a story filled with passion, time travel, and destiny. You don't need to know Outlander to get hooked. Outlander, Blood of My Blood, series premiere August 8th, only on Starz and the Starz app, the home of Outlander.
From the Thundercat Technology Traffic Center.
Beltway traffic jammed on the inner loop after Branch Avenue to the Wilson Bridge into Virginia, getting heavy now out of Springfield through Annandale. 395 stop and go after the Pentagon over the 14th Street Bridge. Kenilworth Avenue still crawling from Eastern Avenue to East Capitol Street, leaving College Park busy on the Beltway off of 95 heading into Silver Spring. 270 coming south past the split, bumper to bumper, right towards Democracy Boulevard and the merge with the outer loop of the Beltway. Then minor delays ahead over the Legion Bridge. That's your traffic up to the minute.
This report is sponsored by MedStar Health. MedStar Health knows sometimes a video visit is virtually all you need. Get same-day care from MedStar Health providers. Download the MedStar eVisit telehealth app for on-demand urgent care wherever you are 24/7. Learn more at MedStarHealth.org/eVisit.
DC's alternative rock. DC 101. Elliot in the morning.
For you, it's Elliot the Morning's Hundreds a Day. Alright, Diane, let's get into some news, please.
China battling another virus today, one that has prompted the United States to issue a travel advisory.
This is the chikungunya.
Chikungunya. We've talked about this in the past. Transmitted by infected mosquitoes, can cause fever and joint pain. The latest number showing at least 7,000 cases reported. Unusually heavy rains and high temperatures have made things worse. Drones have actually been deployed to find standing water because that is where the mosquitoes lay their eggs. Also, residents who fail to remove water from outdoor receptacles could face fines and the possibility of having their electricity turned off.
So this is over in China.
China, yeah.
So they did put out a travel advisory.
Yeah.
Now I was in the backyard yesterday. I chewed alive in the backyard yesterday, but those aren't from the chikungunya mosquitoes.
I know we've been corrected in the past. What is the proper pronunciation?
Chikungunya.
We've had callers.
It's probably, I don't.
But I can't remember.
Is it like gunya instead of gunya?
I don't remember.
Chikungunya or whatever. Oh, thank you. But whatever. It's chikungunya. That's what it is. That's what everybody knows it as.
Do we have a different pronunciation?
Chikungunya.
No.
I'm telling you. That's what everybody here is going to call it. Chikungunya.
We've already talked about it. It's not new to us.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Also, a man from Caroline County has now been arrested and charged with several different multiple child sex crimes. So apparently a parent of a 13-year-old girl went into the sheriff's office the other day after finding text messages between her daughter and an adult male. They contained requests for various things, including asking the teenager to send inappropriate photographs. Now, as it turned out, another resident apparently came in saying they found a lost or abandoned cell phone that when they opened it, they found some disturbing images. So apparently they were able to determine that that phone belonged to the same suspect in this case, 53-year-old Darian Martin of Bowling Green. Now, they said that there are several charges against him that have already been filed. By the way, he was already a registered sex offender, taken into custody. New charges include aggravated sexual battery and indecent liberties with a juvenile. He's being held without bond at the Pamunkey Regional Jail. But they just said, thank God that person just found that random cell phone and opened it up.
Absolutely.
And took it to the sheriff's office. Also, authorities in Prince William County saying a motorcyclist died early yesterday in an unfortunate collision that happened in the early morning hours in Woodbridge. They said 41-year-old Gary Tiemann was riding his 2016 Harley.
Lost it on a curve.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw this. Oh, I hate these stories. Yeah, lost it on a curve, just lost control of the bike, tried to overcorrect, and then down he went.
And then went into an unoccupied parked car. They said he was pronounced dead on the scene. A man arrested in Stafford County after allegedly rubbing his genitals against a woman's car at the local Royal Farms. This happening at the one at 125 Royal Falls Drive. Video of the incident has confirmed the suspect did rub his penis on the driver's BMW. Thankfully, she was unharmed, but as they always do, the Stafford County Sheriff's Office had fun with it when they were talking about 45-year-old Wendell Rose, saying
Wendell!
He was clear out of an episode of Stafford's Got Talent.
Pants up or down?
Down, I thought.
Oh, yeah. Wendell was weighing out.
Yeah.
Wendell.
Why was he pantsless?
No, I don't know that he was pantsless. I think he just pulled him down and rubbed his peen on the BMW.
As one does, I guess.
Yeah, no, but he was just drunk.
Indecent exposure, so it was definitely pants down.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure.
And public intoxication.
Whatever. He never had a drink. Wendell! Wendell!
Damn chicken's supposed to soak it up.
Also, they are hopeful for a...
Somebody knows Wendell. Wendell!
Yes. They are hopeful for a calmer day at the Manassas Regional Airport today. Power out for a brief while yesterday morning after a crow got into one of the units. It sparked an outage for at least a brief time, but then they were able to resume the lights at that site yesterday morning. Also, one of NASA's two previously stuck astronauts has retired from the space agency less than 5 months after his unexpectedly long spaceflight came to an end. That is Butch. Remember Butch and Sonny?
Sonny was the woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and her hair was like all... They went up for like 3 days were up there for like a year and a half.
It was supposed to be a week-long trip, and then it ended up staying more than 9 months.
My timing's off a little, but yes. Yeah, they were up there forever.
Mm-hmm.
He retired?
62-year-old Wilmore has already retired from the Navy. They said he is still with NASA. They said so he has decided to, after a long career... Yeah.
Retire. Else is he going to do? You know what I mean? Like, nothing's going to top that. Like, that's your peak.
In both and good
I mean
and
that,
bad ways.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't mean that with no disrespect. You just went and spent 9 months at the space station. You thought you were going for a week. Like, that's awesome. I mean, you made it back and everything is good. So, yeah, go out on top. Go out on a high note.
Also, the United States is auctioning off a super yacht seized from a Russian oligarch linked to Vladimir Putin. They said it's
beautiful.
The 348-foot Amadea, originally valued at $325 million. It's got a helipad, an infinity pool with a swim-up bar, and a sleeping area that adjoins a beauty salon, an office, a gym, a dining area, and a lounge with a piano.
Thank you.
It can accommodate 16 guests and 36 crew members. Obviously, there's also a private movie theater on board. But remember, you got to have deep pockets for this.
Why?
Proceeds from the sale will be used to help support the Ukraine war effort and to pay off maintenance costs estimated at $850,000 a month.
It only goes for what it goes for.
In terms of it being an
auction? It's $325 million, though.
Well, that's its price tag.
What's the reserve?
I didn't see what the reserve is.
How about
they even have to go in?
I'll start the bidding.
Opening bid.
$10.
$10.
Yeah, I'll start it.
You still couldn't afford the maintenance.
What is the maintenance?
Even if you got it for $10.
Yeah.
What is the maintenance?
Was it 800 something?
$850,000 a month.
$850,000 a month?
You got to pay your crew. You got to make sure it's clean.
No. I got somebody. Culver Broadberry. That's my boy. He's going to be, absolutely. He ain't going to cost me $850,000 a month. Nobody's going to buy it. For that, I'll buy new.
Best wishes to the Montgomery County Little League Baseball team.
Do they go at it today?
They have their game against Delaware at 3:00. I believe it's on ESPN.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
I was popping around a bunch of different baseball last night, and the ESPN is now carrying. Like last night, they were doing a pregame show,
mm-hmm.
and then they had another game that was coming up. So yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it's on the main ESPN this afternoon.
3:00 later on this afternoon. Also, there was a fight that broke out during the joint practice between the Commanders and the Patriots. Mike Vrabel ending up with a bloody face. This actually broke out after Patriots running back Trayvon Henderson tried to step up and block during a blitz.
Right, and then he got into it with some of the guys on D. They end up in a pile. Vrabel goes in to try to break it up and ends up with a big cut face. But you know, I'm sure two other teams have joint sessions today. There'll be a fight. There's fights in every one of these. You know they're coming.
Regarding Jaden Daniels, the Boston Globe reporter who was there on the scene said that he was absolutely surgical in 11-on-11, never misses a read.
By the way, did you see the big news out of the NFL yesterday?
About the salts?
Yeah, they walked it back. You can now, players can have as many smelling salts as they want. They just have to supply their own.
Oh.
Teams can no longer supply the smelling salts. Players have to supply their own.
That's like absolving the league of responsibility and...
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I have no idea. I have no idea where they're like, nope, can't do that.
It kind of flies in the face of their reasoning, though.
Well, their reasoning was...
Masking concussions.
Concussion. Right. So they're saying, well, if you want to mask your own concussion, that's fine.
That's on you.
We're just not going to give you the masking tape. Yeah, it seemed very odd. It seemed very odd that they walked it back and said... You could do it if you want.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wondered is that something that, because it's not in the collective bargaining agreement as being a banned substance, if you're saying that this substance masks it, that it has to be in the CBA. And so that way we'll still be able to do it. I don't know. That was the only thing that I could think of.
Interesting.
Also, Panthers rookie defensive back J.C. Horn was in a car accident outside their stadium yesterday morning, missing the joint practice between them and the Browns. He was checked out by team doctors and is not going to be listed as playing tomorrow night. The Ravens taking on the Colts at M&T tonight for a preseason game, the Eagles and the Bengals. And you'll also see the Seahawks taking on the Las Vegas Raiders. Baseball, the Nats scoring in the bottom of the ninth to beat the A's 2-1. Last night, they will wrap up that series just after noon today. The Orioles beat the Phillies yesterday afternoon, so they are off today. Also, Shohei Ohtani making the milestone of his 1,000th career hit yesterday in L.A. for the Dodgers. It was a home run.
Yeah, no, of course it was, and they lost.
Wasn't it also replica ring night?
I think it was.
I saw long lines. I think it was for that giveaway.
Yeah, and I believe he also pitched last night and had, I think he struck out 8. They still ended up losing, but yeah, Shohei had a big night. Who was the kid that had a no-hitter going yesterday until Soto broke it up?
From the Guardians?
Yeah. Was that yesterday or the day before? No, it was yesterday. Yeah, had a no-hitter going into the 9th.
Gavin Williams.
Yeah, that's right. And then Soto broke it up. He went yard.
Would have been Cleveland's first no-hitter since Kristen.
Ooh, that's good. That's good. I should know this.
Does she know?
Do you
know? Certainly preferred the team name back then.
Who was it?
It was Len Barker against the Blue Jays, May 15th, 1981.
They haven't had a no-hitter since 1981? Ooh, man. Yeah, Kristen wasn't even born yet.
No.
Ooh.
That's a look at news and sports.
Elliot in the morning.
Look, up in the sky. It's a plane. And chickens? Skydiving? Royal Farms Chicken Palooza is back. For a limited time, get an 8-piece mixed world-famous chicken for just $12. Try our world-famous chicken subs, too. Now offering 8 daring drops with classic, spicy, or grilled chicken. And remember, ROFO Rewards members get the best deals. So sign up by downloading our app now. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms. Look, up in the sky. It's a plane. And chickens? Skydiving? Royal Farms Chicken Palooza is back. For a limited time, get an 8-piece mixed world-famous chicken for just $12. Try our world-famous chicken subs, too. Now offering 8 daring drops with classic, spicy, or grilled chicken. And remember, ROFO Rewards members get the best deals. So sign up by downloading our app now. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
DC 101. Concert calendar.
I'm Josh, and here's what's coming to town. August 15th, Cypress Hill at Pier 6 Pavilion. September 6th, Youngblood at 930 Club. September 6th, Benson Boone at CFG Bank Arena. And September 10th, Haim at Merriweather Post Pavilion. For the full list of shows, head over to DC101.com.
I know your shadow, like I know my first name. I know the softest part of your legs, babe. I know the shape that you take when you lay underneath me from memory, cause I'm the one that gets to know you naked.
That's a great factoid.
I hope it's okay for me to say it.
Guardians, longest stretch without a no-hitter.
Huh.
Would we say it was 81?
Yes.
Len Barker, perfect game, no hitter. That's the longest stretch in Major League Baseball. If you want, we can go through every one of these. I would love it.
Wasn't there an immaculate inning yesterday? Didn't the Cubs throw one?
Oh, you know what? I think you're right.
Yeah, Andrew Kritchich threw in the sixth immaculate inning.
God, baseball's the best. Baseball is the best until hockey starts. 866-2-ELLIOT. 866-235-5468. Call me right now. I have cash for you. It's Elliot in the Morning's Hundreds a Day. You call me. We get a winner. I give you $100. 866-2-ELLIOT. 866-235-5468.
Call Elliot in the Morning. 866-2-ELLIOT. 866-235-5468. Elliot in the Morning.
When you own a business, it feels like everything's on you. Orders, deliveries, employees, on you. That's why Comcast Business is giving you a year of mobile on us with your internet service.
Really?
Yep. We'll cover your first line of mobile for 1 year. So calling customers, getting directions, texting Janine and shipping, on us. The broken coffee maker? That one's still on you. Which means you'll save hundreds for your business. And get the fastest mobile service with 5G cellular and Wi-Fi hotspots on us. But hurry, this deal won't last long. Get a mobile plan and free up the budget to maybe, I don't know, fix that coffee maker? Get mobile on us for 1 year, you guessed it, on us. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/22/25. Restrictions apply. New mobile customers only with internet standard service or above. Limited to value of one unlimited intro line apply via 12 monthly internet bill credits. One discount per account. Fastest mobile based on mobile Wi-Fi and cellular data in service areas. Ookla Speedtest Intelligence 2H24.
Ice Cube's Big Three is the surprise hit of the summer. This Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern on CBS, with playoff elimination on the line, the most physical, fiercest, and competitive basketball in the world. Miami's Michael Beasley and Lance Stephenson must win to make the playoffs, and breakout star Dwight Howard of the L.A. Riot will battle Gary Payton's Boston squad in a do-or-die match for both teams. Six teams are alive for four spots, and all must win. There's no crying in the Big Three, and the no-holds-barred action starts Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Presented by iHeart.
It's summertime. The days are hot, and large Big Gulp drinks are only a dollar at 7-Eleven. That's why everyone's rolling up. Get $1 large Big Gulp drinks at 7-Eleven with 7 rewards. Valid through 8-26-25. See app for full terms.
With Progressive, you can reach customer service in the way that's easiest for you, by phone, app, or online. We know it would be great if we just magically appeared, but that's more of a genie thing, and we do insurance. But with us, you'd be like, well, it wasn't a genie, but it was great customer service, so that's nice. And sure, you probably would still like the whole three wishes thing, so if you meet a genie, you should definitely ask. But when you need us, contact Progressive by phone, app, or online. Just no genies. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Sound familiar? At Mattress Firm, we understand there are many problems, like snoring, aches and pains, hot sleep, or even an old saggy mattress that can keep you up at night. And our sleep experts have the unrivaled know-how to match you with a mattress that can help. You now get a king bed for a queen price, plus a free adjustable base with select mattresses. For the great sleep you deserve, visit Mattress Firm. We make sleep easy. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Need better sleep? This Labor Day weekend, upgrade to premium sleep at Mattress Firm's best sale of the year. Let their sleep experts match you with a perfect bed and get the rest you deserve. They make sleep easy.
Now at Whole Foods Market, save on organic blackberries or raspberries with Prime. Get 2 half pints for $7 through August 12th. It's time for the best and juiciest of the season. While supplies last, shop in-store or online. Terms apply.
From the Thundercat Technology Traffic Center.
Suitland Parkway traffic jammed after Silver Hill Road all the way into Stanton Road, Kenilworth Avenue, bumper to bumper, Eastern Avenue past East Capitol Street, Beltway Inner Loop on the brakes before St. Barnabas Road straight to the Wilson Bridge, through Springfield getting heavy on the Inner Loop, and that will continue into Annandale. 66 stop and go from the Prince William Parkway past Business 234, and then again through Fair Oaks 95. Minor delays in Prince William County, a bit heavy ahead through Lorton and Newington. That's your traffic up to the minute.
This report is sponsored by American Military University. American Military University is number one in providing education to our military and veterans. They offer special rates and grants for the whole family. Visit apu.apus.edu/military or amu.apus.edu/military.
DC's alternative rock, DC 101.
Elliot in the morning.
Things I'd like to say. So many tears I wanna drain. So many things I never changed. So many parts of me I hate. But that's what I get for running out of time. Oh, and I never found the words that made me cry. Wish I could shake this feeling.
866-235-5468. Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Hey, is this me?
Yes, it is. Who are you?
Marcelo.
Hey, Marcelo, where are you calling me from?
I'm calling you from Sterling, Virginia.
Excellent, excellent. Hey, let's give you $100 cash.
Oh, my God, that's awesome. That is so awesome. Thank you.
Happy to do it. So take that money, have a little bit of fun with it, a little walking around money. Hey, what do you
Without a doubt.
What do you do for a living, if you don't mind my asking?
I am working on a business plan right now.
I don't know what that means.
I'm a food manufacturer.
Like a startup or?
Yes, like a startup.
Oh, so you must be pretty excited. What were you doing? What were you doing just prior to that? Like, obviously, you quit doing something to go do this.
Yes, I was working in the restaurant industry as a manager for a burger joint in Reston. And then I started taking care of my father, who fell ill a few years ago.
And so now you're putting together a business plan to do, like, to start your own restaurant?
Not a restaurant, but a food manufacturing business. I want to sell items to different localities.
Elliot's going to dig until you give him what he wants. And that's the food.
I'm keeping it a secret until it happens.
Good for you.
But when it happens, I will definitely show up to the station with some of the treats.
Yeah, hey, listen, as long as I can eat it, you can show up whenever you want. All right, dude, well, listen, take the $100, have some fun with it. Hold tight one second. Hold on one second for me. I do have more cash for you a little bit later on. Don't forget tomorrow's Free Beer Friday, but I will have more cash for you a little bit later on. I thought I was going down a good road. Because I wanted to know if he left his previous job. Like everybody, I learned a new business term yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I always read Kippinger's and the other ones. Mm-hmm.
So this term wasn't used in a meeting with you?
No. I've never even heard of the term. But when, like, you hear a lot of people who go like, oh my God, I'm so burned out.
Oh yeah.
Right? You hear that all the time. And when somebody is burned out, they're overworked, they're underpaid, they're under a tremendous amount of stress. You got this deadline, that deadline, you got to do, and you're doing, and you're doing, and you're doing, and you get burned out. And at some point, you hit a breaking point, and you just go, F it, I'm done, I'm burned out.
And you take the day off.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, an eye stir.
Now, have you ever heard of rust out?
No.
Rust out. So you don't burn out, you rust out.
Now, is that the opposite?
So it's the same thing, just wetter.
No. It's not. It has nothing. It's actually, I don't want to say the opposite of burned out, but it's kind of the opposite of burned out.
Or is it like rusting is a slower process than burning?
Oh, you don't realize that you're burnt out until it's too late and then you die?
No, it is caused by repetitive, mundane tasks and ongoing professional stagnation. Unlike burnout, which results from work overload, rust out arises from underutilization and lack of stimulating work.
Mm.
Is that like you're just not doing anything? No, right. Not doing anything. That's awesome.
You may be overqualified and you're doing a lot. It's just repetitive. Like you said, it's mundane.
The same
it's boring.
Stuff.
But mundane doesn't mean that you're being underutilized.
If you think you can bring more to the company, if you have ideas, if you...
Well, yeah, but not everybody just gets to walk into the C-suite and go, hey, here's what we should do.
No, but a promotion doesn't mean you're automatically going to be an executive. So you may just think, I should be in another corner of the building.
I'll tell you this. I'd rather have rust out than burnout.
Burnout sounds more extreme.
Burnout is you're overworked. Rust out is you're bored.
Yeah. Both sound taxing, but burnout could lead to a physical exhaustion.
Yeah. Rust out, I'm sleeping
more, is that
at
more
work.
Mental?
Say again?
That's more mental.
How's that mental?
Burnout?
No.
Rust out. Rust out.
Because it's not like you're...
It's not going to take a toll on you.
Exerting. You're just...
I am watching YouTube.
Not using your brain.
Yeah, you might like that for a while, but then it may start to get to you.
No, this person with rust out is working.
Yeah.
It's just so easy, it sounds like.
Oh, in my mind, I'm doing nothing.
Not challenged.
No, that's not. That's just.
I'm watching YouTube.
No, that's not. You described rust out.
Yeah, in my head, I was like, yeah, this is mundane. I'm watching YouTube.
Well, maybe on the side you've got a tablet, but I feel like you're not.
So rust out is, it's just mundane. It's saying, time to make the donuts.
Doesn't this happen to board ops?
Who?
Board ops in radio.
Oh, people who run the board?
I feel like you kind of hear, I didn't know it was called rust out, but you hear these things where they wish they were doing something else, whether it be a shift.
Yeah, but doesn't everybody at work wish they were doing something else? Like not working?
No, but you could see too with board ops, if they're running a show that's simulcast or whatever, they may because of their own, I don't want to call it hubris, but it's like, this is so easy. That's when you start to make mistakes.
Okay. Yeah, that could be. That could be. My fear would be is if I were the board op, I would just sit there and go, I could, oh my God, this is what I'm doing. I'm so much better than this.
Oh, like you could replace the show?
Yes.
Oh. I said maybe get a shift on the station. And Elliot's got delusions of grandeur.
Yeah, I think that I would sit there and go, yeah, I'm better than this.
Did you ever have to run the board?
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not talking about for a show that you were a part of live. Did you have to, like, run somebody's tapes or something like that?
Oh, yes, I did. Rick D's Weekly Top 40.
That's how you started.
You didn't sit there and go, I could do this.
No, but I hated running the board.
It was aggravating.
I also used to have to run the board for Buffalo Bayou Chronicles, which was the public service hour every week.
But isn't that
I'd have to have my ass in there at 7 o'clock in the morning. Well, worse than that. I think it was like 3 o'clock in the morning on Sundays to play an hour-long tape of Jackie Robbins. Well, they're going to go test the water in the bayous.
But that's when you learned that you could speed up the tape slightly, right?
Yes. Well, double speed it.
Yeah.
And then if there was time at the end, I could talk. So I would double speed the tape. You know who cared? No one. Not one complaint for a year and a half.
That sounds fast.
Nobody listens. Nobody listens.
But now hearing that term, rust out, do you think you were suffering from it?
No, I don't think... Yes, like I think towards until I figured out how to finagle my way through it. Yes, I definitely had it.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
But even running, listen, I love Rick D's, but when I was running the countdown show, it was horrible. Like you would just sit there,
right,
and just watch a record spin mm-hmm. over and over and over. It's like this sucks.
But for him, you didn't think you should be cracking the mic.
No, I didn't think I should be doing mornings at 102.7 Kiss FM. No. But it was mundane. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, it was horrible. Even the funny stuff, I was so angry. It would be like, okay, here comes Willard Wiseman again. He was Rick's engineer. Oh. It was actually Rick doing a voice.
Yeah, you've mentioned that before. You've pulled that curtain back previously and upset people. We've gotten messages
about
that.
No, don't be upset. Mm-hmm. Don't be upset. Oh, get over it. Mm.
I can definitely imagine that.
So rust out.
People are sitting there listening to this and feeling like, oh my God, that's happening to me.
So mm-hmm. they're just stagnant, mundane job. Like they just go in every day. They make the same thing and that's it. Sit in a meeting. But in my head, you sit in a meeting, then you go watch YouTube. Like I don't, like I'm missing the part where it's like you have to do stuff. You know what it is to me? Like when I try to think of what would be the most mundane job, and to somebody, this is a great job. So I'm not being critical. I'm not being critical. Most mundane job in the world, librarian.
Oh, no, people.
No, I'm saying. Some people love that job.
Yeah.
Some people, that is a great job for them.
They go to school for library sciences.
And think of the programming now. That
I don't think you need 6 years of school for that. Offer. I could do that. No. But that's what I'm saying. For some people, this is a great job. For me, in my head, library job. Well, I got to go put this back on the shelf. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Okay, it goes G. Gunya, G, U, C, D, E. Like, that's your whole day. And then somebody goes... hey, do you have a book on insects? We sure do. It's over in arachnids. You'll find that over in section 4. I could be doing anything but this and be happier.
But helping like, people.
To me, yeah. Help people serve food at a restaurant.
The utmost happiness.
Okay, for some. Like, not everybody's a helper.
No, I want my food.
Look for the helpers.
No, and Mr. Rogers.
What was his saying?
Oh, run to the helpers.
No, a couple years ago.
Who's that? Mr. Rogers?
Oh, was it the waiters?
Oh, yeah. What was it? Yeah, the waiters are your first line of, No, you're supposed to. It was the servers were your first. Yes, no, you're right. I can't remember what it is.
Was this wasn't about tipping,
No. It was about saving
people's lives.
Helping
people.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was.
But is your problem, though, when you hear boredom, you equate that with not doing anything.
Yeah,
and that's why you then believe that they're off looking at social media and watching
YouTube
and stuff.
Yeah, I do.
You can be bored while doing something.
Mm-hmm. I guess. You know what the problem is? I love my job. I have one of the hardest jobs in the world, but I love it. I love it. Like, I'm never bored. I'm never bored.
That's a good thing.
I've never been bored doing this.
That's true. This is a dynamic role.
Thank
you. If you're bored.
Oh, thank you.
I can see where music shifts are boring as hell because you don't pick the music and you're basically having to come up with new ways of introducing the same songs every single day.
I'm going to ask KT Harris.
It's not even a full-time jock.
She has been for the last week, and all I hear is,
oh, it's going to be 80. Oh, whoopee. Way to really dig in.
So she's not even introducing.
Jesus, come on. What just happened?
You took away Josh's responsibility.
Now he's bored.
By the way, he'll never admit it. That's rust out.
Running the dump button?
Yes. That's rust out.
I think he'd be honest with you because he does other stuff. If he's saying overseeing the content.
Okay, let's not judge it up. He sits in front of a dump button.
But what is
in that? A perfect day, you know what he does every day? Nothing.
That's not true. He has other jobs within the company.
I'm talking about for 5 hours, he does nothing. Josh, come here.
What? He's the content protector?
He is shoehorn. Is he even here? He probably fell asleep in there.
No, that's never happened to him. Others, yes.
Where is Josh?
See, I always get criticized for being the S-stirrer, but that's two in like 5 minutes.
Do you have rust out?
Well, first of all, sorry it took so long to get here. I was making sure you got dumped by saying what you said.
I did.
You did.
I dumped it myself.
You doubled
up. Sure.
Wait, is that dumpable or was that okay?
No, you cannot say that.
Okay. Well, that's why I dumped it. Yes.
You did
I know
the right
what
thing.
I'm doing.
I appreciate
yeah.
that.
I can't believe I dumped myself.
I know.
Ugh. What is the? Do you have rust out?
Not at all.
Sitting in there for 5 hours hoping that nothing happens.
No, it doesn't bother me at all.
Really?
I get to listen to you for 5 hours. Like,
well,
I know
okay.
It sounds like I'm asking.
Okay.
No, but seriously, I've listened to you for years before.
I don't want to see your ass.
I do not want to see your ass. Jesus Christ.
You've lost weight in your butt, too.
Thank you. A little bit, saggy.
Yeah,
Tell Nemish.
It's not a skin issue. It was tinier than the last time I saw
him. You know what? I'm going to send a photo to Mark Nemish. How's my ass look?
I have been listening to you for a long time before I even worked here, and I like your show. So that's listening to it is like. It's not work.
But I'm talking about for a job. You're not doing anything.
It doesn't matter.
He criticized the Rick Dees countdown.
Yeah, and I love Rick Dees.
I used to board
still...
up back in the day, and it was fine. Like, it's whatever.
All right.
I used to board up the live broadcast here, and it's fine.
Okay, but at least in the live broadcast, you have to pay attention.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's I enjoy doing it. I like my job. I like working here. I like radio. This is what I've wanted to do my whole life.
Okay.
So it doesn't bother me to sit there and listen to you.
Like, if you ask me, Crash is sitting on his thumb right now going, God, I wish I died.
Okay. All right. I mean, he's just listening to Big Rig. I mean, it's whatever.
So. All right. Very good. Very good. Thank you, Josh. Thank you, Shoehorn.
Show me your ass.
You got it.
So that's good for the RVA Reddit because they had a post yesterday about New Rock 102.1 The X.
Right.
And one of the comments was...
Oh, my God. How old was that?
It was an old sticker.
Oh. Okay.
But I think that serves and functions as proof of life. One of the comments was RIP Crash.
Oh.
He's alive and well.
Yeah.
No, he's alive.
Just not in Richmond.
He ain't well. Where am I going?
Do they also remember him as Diablo?
Line 5. Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Hi, is his name?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
My name is Matt from Baltimore, but as you just informed me, you might as well call me Rusty because I have been rusted out for 4 years.
Wait, so what is your gig? So maybe I'm not understanding it exactly. Like, what is your job?
All right, so I'm a perfect example. I went from burnout to rust out. So I was working on a private equity team at a financial firm, working 24/7, 7 days a week. Literally, I could not leave my house without my computer. Did that for about 4 years, was about to have a kid, start a family. wanted better work-life balance. So I took like a cushy corporate accounting job with a much better pay and a much more prestigious title. However, when I moved companies, it was a joke. I was kind of getting used to the job for the first year. But after the first year, I mean, I was working maybe 15 hours a week, most of it remote, sometimes going to the office, most of the time not, though. And I just got to the point where I just started sleeping in, got depressed, was like just not motivated. And I just like pegged it as not motivation, but as Tyler just enlivened me, like I just like the light bulb went off. I've been rusted out for 4 years. And I just needed, like, I did the same thing every week, the same thing every month, the same repetitive like accounting cycle, interviews while I'm supposed to, sorry for language.
That's okay.
But I was going on other job interviews, like not caring about like my deliverables and what was actually going on in my actual job that I held. And it just got to the point where I was like, look, either fire me or like I need to do something else. And luckily they were you know, amenable to it. And I transferred over to another job that's completely doing something different. But
are you happier?
It's a real thing, and it's miserable.
Are you happier?
I'm so much happier now.
Right.
Yeah, I went from accounting to a construction project manager. Don't know how I've enabled my new.
Does somebody who hits rust out, does that come with? I mean, I know that you said that like you were depressed, but is that kind of the road it takes you down, where it's like I'm doing nothing
yeah,
with my life?
Literally, I would go into work every day and be like, I'm doing all this. I'm hyping up everything. I'm getting all this. Everyone's like crunching. Oh, no, are we going to hit our numbers? Are we going to hit our numbers? Oh, guess what? We hit our numbers. Big deal. Next month, same exact thing. And it's a big to-do. And at the end of every month, it didn't matter. It didn't make a difference. And I was like, I just got to the point where I was like, I don't like what I'm doing. I feel like I'm not contributing. And my job was easy. I felt like I'm like a two-toed monkey could do it.
Interesting.
All right. Very good. I appreciate it. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
From Instagram, I'm in electronics manufacturing and every day looks exactly the same. I never align, though, with the burnout description since my job isn't necessarily stimulating. I feel so validated hearing y'all talk about this. It's a very different kind of exhaustion.
Rust out.
Yes. And then from an angry librarian.
No, but I said, no, you can't be angry.
This job is so different every single day. So,
yeah. Today I have to file under the C's. Yesterday I did the G's.
Librarians are social workers, job coaches, babysitters, community helpers, and so much more.
Again, I said, I know that there are people. No, that, you know what that is? Unfortunately, born without ears. I said, there are people who love this. In my head, here's what I hear.
I got to file this under the G's. Oh, tomorrow's exciting. I get to do the H's. Ooh. Shh.
Oh. You love that.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. H, I, H, O, H, O, O, hook. Yeah, it goes here. And, oh, yes, arachnids are over there.
Like, that's all it is to me.
Why do you have spiders on the mind?
I don't know. I couldn't think of anything else that would have its own section.
Oh, bibliographies. Oh, I love talking about bibliographies.
Bibliographies?
Yeah.
Biographies?
No, don't you?
Bibliography is what you put at the end of a report.
Yeah, to cite the book that you read it from.
Okay.
And what's in my library? Books.
I have filed this book. It was used in a bibliography. It's on a...
How would the caller said, though?
Story about arachnids.
Back to spiders.
He was so unmotivated, he couldn't even get up and quit. He was like, please just fire me.
It says in here that sometimes it does lead to depression.
Deep depression.
Yeah. That would suck.
Absolutely.
And that's why, what have I said my whole life? I've never worked a day in my life. That's not true. There were parts that I hated. But I've never worked a day in my life. Line three?
The Bayou Matters. Or whatever the program is.
Buffalo Bayou Chronicles.
Oh, sorry.
Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Hi, is this me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Thank you, first waiters.
Hi.
That's what it was.
Thank you, first waiters.
Oh, that's Trevor, right.
Who got us that? Sorry, ma'am.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. Yes, go ahead.
I went from a job with burnout as a 911 operator and then went to the veterinary world and got rust out. And now I'm back as a 911 operator.
Okay.
Because
two
it
things.
Was just so
what
mundane.
What were you doing at the veterinarian's office? Like, it's a different animal every day, a different issue, a different condition.
I was a veterinary receptionist, so I was answering the phone every day. And that was just over and over the same exact thing. And a lot of times 911 operators, when they go to a new job, do get rust out because you're not getting that same adrenaline high from every day you go to work.
Oh, I couldn't. Yeah, no, I couldn't be a 911 operator. I couldn't. You're hearing. No. I mean, for a number of reasons, like people's lives are on the line.
Yeah.
And I'm not even talking about like when it's like, I don't know how to open the milk. Like, I'm not talking about that, but people's lives are on the line.
Yeah.
And you're hearing people at their most.
Desperate.
That's why I don't like listening to 911 calls. Like, I don't like hearing people in their most raw, needy. Needy sounds bad. It's like, oh, take me out. But you know what I mean? Like, they are scared to death. Like, I don't like hearing that side of people. I don't.
But that was interesting what you said about when you transition out of it.
Everything, no matter everything what. Is rust.
Yeah.
Except if they were to be a disc jockey. No rust here.
And then goes back to 911.
Yeah, that would be rough.
Yep.
That would be rough. All right, very good. Very good. I appreciate it. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
Bye.
Wait, hold on. I think that I found. This would be a flashback. Hold on.
That's right, because that was that dumb. Thank you, first waiters.
I knew I had it.
All right. I have to get into a break. Hey, real quick though, the 911 woman made me think about it. Would it be possible, and this won't be about rust out or burnout or anything like that. Would it be possible to find somebody who is either currently an EMT or has been an EMT? I should be able to find
like
that,
they
right?
check in all the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Kristen, will you do me a favor? Is Colin here? He's on vacation. Who's going to pick up Duncan? Caruso? Oh, he's doing something. I need...
Casey?
Say again?
She said Casey.
Oh, Casey is? Oh, tell her to hurry. Hey, I need either somebody who is actively an EMT, not on a call, but someone who's somebody who currently works as an EMT or someone who used to work as an EMT. I need someone with EMT experience, please. 866-2-ELIOT, 866-235-5468. Again, somebody who either is or was an EMT, has EMT experience, 866-2-ELIOT, 866-235-5468.
Do you like to party? Bud Light and Neutral present Elliot in the Morning's Wild One Night Only at Six Flags America and Hurricane Harbor. To celebrate over 50 years of fun, EITM is taking over the parks Friday, August 15th. Win 4 packs of passes around 6:20 every a.m. and let adventure begin. Scream more with the professor as past meets future in Steamtown. Make your day on wooden coaster Wild One alongside Big Sean Studd, son of legendary spokesperson Big John Studd.
Wild One, took my stud.
Cool down at the region's largest water park, Hurricane Harbor, Maryland, and fuel up at 25-plus dining destinations, saving a little funnel cake just for us.
I'll give you
Elliot in the Morning's Wild One Night Only at Six Flags America. Thrilling rides, high-energy shows, and world-renowned attractions. Listen all week to get in on the final season. For additional details, facebook.com/EITM online. Elliot in the Morning.
Mostly sunny today, not so hot, highs at 84.
This report is sponsored by Meineke. Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care with over 50 years of experience and financing options that let you fix now and pay over time. You can trust your keys with Meineke. Engines, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
This week at Safeway, don't miss this digital deal. Get Green Giant frozen vegetables at 99 cents each. Unlock hundreds of deals and get more for your shopping with Safeway for you. Visit Safeway.com/4U or download the Safeway mobile app to sign up and save today.
You hear that? That's Mike sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. That's because Mike was smart this time. He took ZzzQuil Ultra to fall asleep fast, stay asleep longer, and get the deeply restorative sleep he needs.
So now he wakes up refreshed and ready to conquer Mondays.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Ultra. Not for colds, just for sleep. Really great sleep. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Give your car the refresh it deserves with Vacuum's microfiber towels, compressed air, and glass cleaner free with every wash at Flagship Express. Or get the full service treatment for a deeper clean, inside and out, at Flagship Full Service. Visit FlagshipCarWash.com for locations.
Hey, it's Mike Jones. Switch to Boost Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for just $25 a month. Forever. That's right, no price hikes, no contracts, $25 forever. Visit a Boost store today. After 30 gigabytes, customers may experience slower speeds. Customers will pay $25 a month as long as they remain active on the Boost Unlimited plan.
The Virginia Lottery is like a symphony of play. You've got scratchers, print and play, online games, and draw games like Pick 3 and Keno. You put them all together and perfect harmony. But it doesn't matter if you play a single note or you're a one-man band. All that matters is play. Play on at VALottery.com. Must be 18 or older to play. Please play responsibly. 888-532-3500.
The Virginia Lottery.
We finally switched to T-Mobile because with them, we could be connected here and there.
Let's watch a movie.
And we have Netflix included to enjoy our favorite shows and movies.
¿Qué tal está?
Bacanísima, pero ya la vi.
Now the hard part is getting them to agree on a movie.
Switch today and get the new Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 7 that is so much more than a flip phone, all on the best network in the U.S. Visit a store, T-Mobile.com, or call 1-800-T-MOBILE, 1-800-T-MOBILE.
Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H2025.
Our iHeartRadio Music Festival, presented by Capital One,
is coming back to Las Vegas.
T-Mobile Arena,
September 19th and 20th.
Streaming live only on Hulu.
And you could win your way to be there with a weekend full of superstar performances.
Playing live.
The Offspring.
You gotta keep them separated.
Jelly Roll.
Hold it soft together when I need a face.
Sammy Hagar. Justice. John Fogerty.
Diplo.
And more. 16 artists. Two nights. One stage.
Tickets are on sale now at AXS.com.
And keep listening for the next chance to win your way there.
Woo! Let me hear you, Las Vegas.
The iHeartRadio Music Festival.
It's iHeart Energy.
Audible is a proud partner of the 2025 iHeartRadio Music Festival. Explore the best selection of audiobooks, plus podcasts and originals all in one easy app. There's more to imagine when you listen. Sign up for a free trial at audible.com.
I-95 southbound in Virginia, major traffic jam from Lorton into Woodbridge, accident cleanup blocking the three right lanes before getting to Route 123, not impacting the northbound ride. That is wide open. 66 heavy in Manassas, again from Fair Oaks off and on towards Vienna. 395 stop and go after the Pentagon over the 14th Street Bridge. Kenilworth Avenue barely moving right off of 50 and the BW Parkway into D.C., and that continues past East Capitol Street to Pennsylvania Avenue. That's your traffic up to the minute.
This report is sponsored by MedStar Health. MedStar Health knows sometimes a video visit is virtually all you need. Get same-day care from MedStar Health providers. Download the MedStar eVisit telehealth app for on-demand urgent care wherever you are 24/7. Learn more at MedStarHealth.org/eVisit.
It's the biggest party of the summer. WWE SummerSlam is here, and Wrestling with Freddie is all over it. We're talking wild matches, big surprises, and our boldest predictions yet. From celebrity showdowns to the chaos inside a steel cage, we're breaking down every match and calling who we think walks out on top. This card is loaded. We're covering the upsets and the championship moments. Don't miss it. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Follow Wrestling with Freddie and start listening on the free iHeartRadio app today.
From the Thundercat Technology Studio, DC 101.
DC's alternative rock.
Broadcasting on top of the Elliott in the Morning building, WWDC, Washington. This is the EITM Radio Network.
Needed EMTs, either current or previous EMTs, please. 866 to Elliott. 866-235-5468. I got a bunch of you. Thank you. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Good morning.
Hey, who's this?
This is Kenny. How you doing?
Kenny, I am doing great. Thank you. EMT experience?
Yeah, about 25 years ago, I went to college and actually took it. It's called EMTB, like a step above EMT, but what you got?
I have a question for you, okay? And I don't know. So I was reading something about an EMT who was out on the job. And I don't know if this made like the EMT message boards or trades or whatever. Do you ever find yourself in a situation when you're dealing with a, what do you call them, patient?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what else to call them. Victim, patient, whatever. When you're dealing with somebody, do you ever find yourself in a situation where you have to yell at them?
Actually, not most of the time, but I mean, it depends on what the situation might be. Because I did go on a domestic call where the ex-husband stabbed his son in the eye with a pencil.
Oh my God!
And it was screaming and yelling. So yeah, it was not a good situation.
No, that's a horrible situation.
Most of the time, you got to try to calm them down. So, you can't calm somebody down by yelling out.
Right. So I guess, were you yelling at the child or were you yelling at the father?
Oh, no, at the father.
Mm. Right. Okay. So I'm talking about yelling at the patient, not the person who did it, but the person who was on the receiving end of whatever happened.
You'll start off trying to be, nice and calm, but if you have somebody that's like has a major, say they're bleeding profusely and they're freaking out, then you have to try to calm them down slowly. Then you might have to raise your voice and say, "Hey, you got to listen to me. Everything's going to be fine. Calm right. down." And they're gonna be, I mean, you're not going to go crazy yelling, but you got to get their attention. But you want to start out, calm, collective, and
would it ever be appropriate? Let's use that person that's bleeding, where you're like, "Hey, you got to listen to me." Would it ever be appropriate to tell them, "Hey, shut your effing mouth"?
Oh, no, not my opinion, okay.
All right.
Not at all.
Okay. All right, very good, very good. You've been very helpful. Thank you, sir. Thank you, my friend.
All right, bud. Have a great day.
I'm going to try another one. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, is this me?
Yes, EMT experience?
Yes, sir.
Have you ever had to yell at somebody that just was, like, hysterical, like that other guy said?
Yeah, he's right. He said a little more eloquently. I give him three strikes. I try to be nice three times. and after that, it's my turn, and I will dominate the situation to help you.
So. No, but you know what? That makes sense. That makes sense. Like, I'm here to help you, mm-hmm. and your behavior,
you're not
your
helping.
Behavior
yeah.
is hindering me from doing my job.
Yeah, a lot of taking care of a patient is just the presence, right? We call it command presence. Ensuring them that everything's going to be okay. And making them feel comfortable, right? 90%+ of what we deal with is probably emotional and drama. So if you can build a rapport and, kind of take control of the situation, a lot of the other stuff tends to fix itself, right?
Now, when you say you've got that three strike rule, so like you're trying and they won't calm down, and you try again and you're like trying to, and they won't calm down, do you lay into them like, "Hey, listen, mother effer, like, this is how we're going to do it"?
I don't know if I go that far. In today's day and age with cameras and recorders and that type of thing, you got to be really careful about what you say. I mean, am I going to say I've never done that? No, I'm not going to say that, especially in a very hectic scene, where the life's on the line. But there is a lot of times we have to lean in. I mean, overdoses, right? I mean, people are not in the right mind. They're not doing it because they hate you. They're doing it because they're on a drug. They're doing it because they have head injury. They're doing it because of multitude of reasons. So, have I leaned in and done that? Yes, I have. Not every day, though, right?
Right. Yeah, yeah. No. You say it for the right reason.
Loses their temper.
To me,
once
that's
in a
not
while.
Even losing your temper. Yeah. That's not even losing. Like, that's like, you're going to listen.
Uh-huh.
Like,
it followed a natural progression.
Yeah, I gave
would
yeah.
a supervisor yeah. have a problem with his method?
Oh, that's a good question. Would a supervisor be upset if they found out that you leaned in and you gave them the, "Hey, shut your effing mouth"?
I mean, the supervisor can't be upset if you are the supervisor, right? So.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good point. Write that down. What if it's a child?
No, I mean, obviously, you have to base what you do and what you say strongly upon the patient and or family member who you're treating, right? Kids aren't, you know, me. They aren't like an adult, right? You know, generally they are. If they are hurt, they are hurt, and they're not going to, you know, act a certain way.
Sometimes they won't stop crying or yelling or something. Like you want to go, like, come on, get it together, man.
Yeah, I mean, but that's no different than raising your own kids, right? You know, it's like, all right, I've tried a couple times now, and you're just going to keep crying, so whatever.
Interesting. All right, very good, very good. I like the honesty. Uh-huh. I would. Like, oh, my God, shut your mouth. Jesus H.
For adults or for also children?
When I started the job, I said I would only do that with adults, but I have I've started to grow tired. Where am I going? Line 3? Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Morning.
Hey, who's this?
That's Mark.
Mark, you're an EMT, I'm assuming?
I used to be a paramedic, so EMT paramedic.
Right. You ever lean in and let them have it?
Yeah, I agree with the other guys. You know, there was one instance where a 9-year-old had anaphylaxis, which is a really severe allergy, while getting her hair done. And then the mom was hysterical. And she was in the front seat, like, hysterical. Just imagine the worst hysteria possible. And I had to say to her very eloquently and loudly that, hey, if you don't calm down, your daughter's going to die. And I was able to administer the life-saving drug, and she survived, obviously, and the mom was fine. But in that moment, you know, she was pretty hysterical. And
that's a heavy statement to deliver. I've never had to deliver that statement to somebody. But to me, that's not even like you weren't yelling at her. You weren't being mean. But it would be like, I thought you were going to say, I was like, listen, bitch, be quiet. I'm trying to save your kid's life. But it just sounds like you were just being very blunt and direct with her.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that seemed to, you know, ramp things up a little bit for her, you know, when she heard the elevation of my tone, and I was able to do what I needed to do on my end.
So what happened?
But we're trained to be in that environment. So
right, what happened out on Long Island where this one fire chief EMT guy, he is, I don't know, did he get fired or whatever? But he was shouting. quote, expletives at a 10-year-old girl who was on a stretcher. Now, he got caught because somebody got it on. Well, was it? I don't know. Was it horrible to yell at that mom who was upset about her kid?
Yeah, I don't know if I'd be yelling at the kid, you know, but again, you know, elevation of tone. I agree with the other two EMTs and paramedics that sometimes you got to elevate your voice to make your point.
Right.
And to provide that life-saving care, you know, that's why they called you.
I would think sometimes you have to elevate your voice just so they hear you because they're yelling
and screaming
hysterically. Of course, of course. Hey, thank you, my friend. So what happened out on Long Island?
Well, I don't know the story.
So out on Long Island, and I saw the video, a shocking video has surfaced, showing a first responder on Long Island shouting expletives at a 10-year-old girl who was strapped to a stretcher, language that has now prompted outrage.
What was happening to the girl?
Well, I know that she was on the stretcher when he yelled, "Shut the F up. It's like this with you every effing week."
That person in particular or children?
I don't know. Like, that part is a little unclear.
That leads you to believe, is this like a sort of a serial 911 caller?
Those were the words captured on cell phone video yelled at a crying child. The video, recorded by a concerned neighbor, we'll call her Nancy Nark. So the little girl is sobbing and repeatedly saying she wants to go home. At one point, she shrieked, "I don't want to go. I want to go home." That's when he yelled back, "Shut your effing mouth." The man yelling was identified as Peter Ault, chief of the North Babylon Volunteer Fire Company. The video is now starting to make its rounds in the neighborhood and beyond. The child's grandmother, who asked not to be named, was not at home when the incident occurred.
Wait, hold on. Isn't that pretty easy to figure out?
Say again?
You gave me exactly who it was.
Yeah, I mean, I could get that. I just didn't do the research. Said she was devastated by what she saw in the video. Grandma says maybe it was a blessing that I wasn't there because I would have jumped all over this guy. The girl had become emotionally overwhelmed after having her phone taken away and that her daughter, this is the mom, called the local police who have always been kind in the past. Now, if I'm a responder, don't call me because your daughter's upset because you took the phone away. So I get it. Yeah. And I'm sure EMTs get a bunch of those calls where it's like.
But did she call like the police first and then because of her mental state, they referred her to EMTs?
Don't call me over a cell phone.
But had the kid become violent?
I don't know. She was strapped to a thing when I was yelling at her.
But previously.
Like in danger of hurting herself.
The incident has left neighbors disturbed. To me, it's not that bad.
It's not great for the day after the celebrations of community and first responders.
Oh, national night out.
With night out. Yeah. This doesn't help foster those relationships.
You're throwing a hissy fit because you lost your phone.
I know, but it makes people hesitant to then use these resources in the future.
Like we've only had to call 911 to come to the house once. And it was, they had to rush the older one to the hospital. He was young. He was really young at the time.
Was that the croup? Was that that time or?
It was the first time he had the croup.
Yeah.
But the way he was grabbing his throat, we thought he had swallowed something
choking.
And was choking.
Yeah.
And like we were asking him, he couldn't talk. He, mm-hmm. he was choking to death. So we called 911. I thought Jackie, if anybody is online to be hysterical, it would have been Jackie. She was great, so there wasn't a problem. I was awesome with the guy. I met him out front, opened the door, like everything was good. They asked me to wait before I followed the ambulance. I kind of went quick. Anyway, so I've only been around that once. I was very calm. They were very calm. They marched in like no one's business. But I could see if everybody's yelling and screaming and going off, you got to get control.
Yeah.
So I could see yelling. And again, I'm trying to save people's lives and you're upset because you lost your phone.
Well, I think it had escalated from just the phone being taken.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah. So it's not just somebody who's initially been told. Now it's a whole scene.
Right.
I'm looking at the video. There's a lot of people.
Yeah.
There.
Oh, it's a whole crowd with their phones.
From Blue, I had a seizure and tried to stand up. The EMT got all up in my ass.
But probably for a good reason. You wouldn't lay down.
To save him from himself?
Like, I don't believe EMTs want to yell at you. I really don't. But I also believe that they got a job to do.
Now, you asked about his employment status.
Yeah, was he put on leave?
It's a volunteer fire company.
Right.
So they're reviewing their procedures and policies, and the town is running their own investigation, but he has been withheld from duty as he is also a conductor with the Long Island Railroad.
Wait, so why did he lose his railroad gig?
So they want a full review of the situation before he's put back on the job.
Yeah.
Because he yelled at a kid who was crying?
You got it.
Come on. No, doesn't... Listen... Will people say it's the right thing to do? On the surface, no. Mm. But why are you screaming at me and you're yelling, you're hysterical, you're not paying attention? I guess, is it just because you can't tell a 10-year-old to shut their effing mouth? Am I way on the wrong side of this thing? I get it.
So you're saying if this was an adult, because plenty of adults get upset when things don't go their way.
Right.
And who was in, and this sounds like it might be a mental crisis. It would have been tolerated more?
Yes, 100%.
You're probably right, but I do think...
Because it's a kid.
They still... The video still would have been published.
Oh, yeah. 100%. That video is getting out.
Yeah, even if it's not a child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But people probably would have been more understanding. Line 3. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, Elliot, this is Joe.
Hey, Joe, what's going on, dude?
Hey, man, thanks for picking up. I actually just got off shift. I'm a firefighter EMT. I'm about 4 months in the field, so I just got out of the academy.
Right.
Out here in Northern Virginia. I saw the video, I've dealt a lot already with kids, mental health crisis. We're always keep a calm composure, but the thing that he said was, it's like this with you every time. It sounds like she's what we call a frequent flyer. And I think he just probably lost his cool. And the biggest thing my captain and our training is, just assume someone's filming you, especially with Ring cameras everywhere.
Sure.
That we're always at people's houses. I always assume someone's filming something. But yeah, he lost his cool, and I've never seen anyone lose their cool yet. Usually we all just try to keep a calm composure and talk people down. I haven't had an instance where we had to raise our voice with someone. There have been instances where there have been mental episodes, but the police are usually there, and they deal with that until we have to get involved for medical reasons.
Okay, that makes sense to me, and I'm actually glad to hear that. The academy they went through, so like when you saw the video, were you like, ooh, this dude screwed?
Yeah, especially someone as high up as him. I wouldn't say screwed, but it was just like, you can't do that. Especially at that level, what was he like a chief or a captain or something?
Yeah, he was a chief.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand if it's like a brand new someone that's going to get a talking to, but that's not really cool.
Do you guys get do you get a lot of frequent flyers? Do you get a lot of frequent flyers?
If you talk to anyone, there's a lot of frequent flyers. Where I'm at, I'm out near Reston, so we get a decent amount, and we have some, I'd say so. Yeah, I see about some of the same people every what we call a tour. Yeah.
Oh dear God! All right, very good. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Does that add to why I think I'm okay with it? Like, I'm out here every week with you yelling and screaming and having a fit.
So the frequency?
Yeah.
I'm reading through the comments.
I guess you
here,
can't.
And it's like people
maybe you
are
just
saying,
can't yell at the kid.
Yeah, as a first responder myself, you can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
You may not like the scene you've been called to or the reason you're there or how many times you're there, but you still can't do it.
And maybe that's why I've just never had that training.
You don't want to discipline someone's child, but sometimes you're called to do so.
Yeah.
I mean, I get the frustration.
Oh, it'd be through the roof for me. Where am I going, line six? Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Hey, Elliot, this me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
This is, we'll say Joe.
Yes, Joe.
Southern Maryland volunteer, 20 plus years.
Why is everybody, because I started it. Why is everybody cussing today?
They're testing
Why
Josh.
Is everybody?
They don't want him to rust out.
Okay.
Yeah,
they're absolutely right. You get taught to man presidents, you get taught to control the scene, you get taught all these things in school. But every single one of them, except for the new guy that just got off the line, because he's new, has cussed out a patient many times. At the end of the day, we're people, right? We're people. We get bad days and all that. The problem is it was just that fire chief's turn to get called on camera. Mm. Departments across the nation are running into these problems because more people are posting things, more people, we
Ring
are
cameras,
in a political
sure.
correct world, right?
Right.
So, these people, they don't put themselves in the shoes of the people that are there 3 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the afternoon, right? Like every day, there's people that call 10 times a day, same patients across the nation. We will run an overdose patient that takes heroin and we have to Narcan them. And we see
cussing. You got to stop cussing.
Gotcha. They give you poop the entire time.
Thank you.
It takes a toll on the first responders as well. And, normally you get in the back of the ambulance like, look, dude, you want me to help you? And then you say whatever you have to say. But all of the guys are lying. Every single one of them, except for the new guy, I'm sure, has probably done it. And they're just trying to say the right thing on with you. They've all done it.
All right. Very good. I appreciate it. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
May Altoido get one of the final words in here?
Is he an EMT? In Dope Sick.
He's an actor.
In Dope Sick, I had to be Narcan from oxycodone, and I leaned into Michael Keaton, and I spoke with him. Yes, from Altoido.
Listen, even though maybe the current climate would suggest that actors are sitting on their tails when it comes to their social feelings, he has posted. Would you like to read?
Oh, in Altoido's voice?
Yes.
This is because of woke. Kids can get yelled at. Is part of my problem I just don't know how to talk to people? No, I feel like I'm good at talking to people.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Wait, I think you are.
Yeah. No, Diane. We constantly have to put our hand up because of the way he's addressing.
This is because of woke. I feel like I'm good.
But this is so different. Are you talking about in a tense situation?
I'm not going to save somebody's life. Who am I?
Or are you just saying talking to, like, your friends? Which one? This could be anything.
No, you know what? I'll give you an example about, with stress and anxiety. Just write that
down.
You're
horrible with that.
Not at all. Not at all. Cut through.
You know what you often say?
What?
Why are you anxious?
Yeah.
That's your response to someone who's stressed out.
Yeah.
Why are you so anxious?
I'm fine.
All right, let me do this. Let me do it. Write that down. Write down anxious stress. Anxious stress. All right, give me a quick break. It's Elliot in the Morning.
Connect with Elliot in the Morning. 866-2-ELLIOT. 866-235-5468. Elliot in the Morning.
Mostly sunny today, not so hot. Highs at 84.
This report is sponsored by Rapid7. Command your attack surface with Rapid7. Government agencies face cybersecurity adversaries with limited resources. Rapid7's FedRAMP authorized solutions align with CISA's BOD-22-01 to detect and prioritize exploits and validate CVE fixes. Visit rapid7.com/public sector.
Your one stop for advertising? Call 844-844-IHEART.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a best man speech, but getting one from some random plus one.
I am honored to be standing here today, also confused and a little hungry. Does anyone want to switch entrees? Pretty sure I checked beef.
You wouldn't settle for just any speech, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hi, welcome to IKEA.
Hi, the summer days are shedding light on how much I need to organize my space.
Well, the IKEA storage event can help IKEA family members save 15% on select storage solutions through August 26th.
Ooh!
Plus, you can enjoy 50% off adult entrees at participating IKEA Swedish restaurants weekdays only until August 29th.
Well, decluttering does make me hungry, so sold!
Both offers while supplies last. Selection may vary. Restrictions apply. 50% off entree offer valid in restaurant only. Discount applied pre-tax. Visit IKEA-USA.com/storage for storage event full terms. Visit IKEA-USA.com to find your local IKEA Swedish restaurant.
I don't mean to interrupt your meal, but I saw you from across the cafe, and you're the Geico Gecko, right?
In the flesh.
Oh, my goodness. This is huge to finally meet you. I love Geico's fast and friendly claim service.
Well, that's how Geico gets 97% customer satisfaction.
Anyway, that's all. Enjoy the rest of your food.
No worries. So are you just going to watch me eat?
Oh, sorry. Just a little starstruck. I'll be on my way.
If you're going to stick around, just pull up a chair.
You're the best.
Get more than just savings. Get more with Geico.
Let me have a barbecue, roasted corn, hand-dipped ice cream, fried Oreo, root beer float, cotton candy, kettle corn, and a funnel cake.
Sir, what do you think this is, the Montgomery County Fair?
It's fair time, August 8th through the 16th at the fairgrounds in Gaithersburg. Kids 11 and under are free every day. Enjoy affordable family fun, great rides, food, farm animals, and events including monster trucks, rodeo, demolition derby, and more.
For discounts, log on to mcagfair.com. See you at the Montgomery County Fair.
That'll be 30 even.
That's 90 points!
Sorry, that was a lot. Now that I'm getting 3 times the points on food and fuel with the Navy Federal More Rewards American Express card, I get a little too hyped sometimes.
Cool. Why do you like your receipt?
In the bag!
Sorry, in the bag, please.
Learn more about the Everyday Everywhere Navy Federal More Rewards American Express card at NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA.
Blood of My Blood on Stars is the epic romantic saga you've been waiting for. My name is Tammo. From the creators of Outlander, travel back in time to witness the battlefields of World War I to the highlands of 18th century Scotland. Two couples fight for love against all odds in a story filled with passion, time travel, and destiny. You don't need to know Outlander to get hooked. Outlander, Blood of My Blood, series premiere August 8th, only on Starz and the Starz app. The home of Outlander.
Construction managers, purchasing pros, are you building at scale and need a trim carpentry partner who delivers on time every time? Ace Trim Carpentry is trusted by top new home builders for high volume residential projects across the DMV. With over 25 years of experience, Ace Trim provides turnkey interior trim carpentry solution, flawlessly installed, value engineered, and schedule ready. Don't gamble with your schedule. Go with the pros. Ace Trim Carpentry, the home builder's trade partner. Visit acetrim.com. That's acetrim.com.
Under the Saturday night lights at Richmond, dreams of the playoffs live or die in prime time. NASCAR weekend at Richmond Raceway, August 14th through the 16th. Get your tickets now at richmondraceway.com.
From the Thundercat Technology Traffic Center.
Beltway traffic slow, inner loop St. Barnabas Road to the Wilson Bridge, joining I-295, now crawling in D.C. with an accident reported near the exit for Joint Base Santa Costa Bowling. Suitland Parkway slowing, Branch Avenue to Stanton Road, Kenilworth Avenue barely moving, Eastern Avenue to East Capitol Street, 270 Spur merging onto the Beltway outer loop. That is stop and go right across the American Legion Bridge, heavy on 66 Manassas to Centerville, and again Fair Lakes into Vienna. That's your traffic up to the minute.
This report is sponsored by Jiffy Lube. Don't schedule your whole day around an oil change. At Jiffy Lube, it takes 15 minutes or less. Drive in today with no appointment necessary. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com. That's JiffyLubeDC.com for a location near you.
DC 101, DC's alternative rock.
Elliot in the morning.
Programming notes real quick. Number one, I have more cash coming up for you in a little bit. Not this break, but I do have more cash for you. Programming note number two, once we get to dirt, tickets to see Architects in concert. Programming note number three, tomorrow's Free Beer Friday. Win anything tomorrow, we throw in a case of beer. Thanks to our friends at Lone Oak Farm Brewing Company. Isn't this weekend supposed to be beautiful?
A little good, warmer, yeah.
The good beer drinking weekend. So anyway, you win anything tomorrow. You get yourself a free case of beer. Also, don't forget, right around 620, 625, I have your four packs of passes to join us. 1 week from tomorrow, we're going to be at Six Flags America in Hurricane Harbor. So I'll have more four packs of passes for you. Excuse me. Right around 620. 625 tomorrow. So here, I just dug this thing up. The worst things to say to someone with anxiety and what to say instead.
I love these.
But here's the problem, though.
And I love when you try on the alternatives for size.
Right, no, but and that's okay. And I'm just gonna go.
Perfect.
But here's part of the problem. Nobody in here has got stress or anxiety.
There he is.
You know what I mean? So if I say it, it'd just be like, eh.
stressed all the time.
Look
at your list. Don't say what you're going to say. Find the substitute.
I can't because nowhere on the list is you don't have stress.
So just start from the top. I love these so much.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
You ready?
Don't read anyone with tone. Just try to deliver it.
Just calm down.
That's bad.
It's sort of dismissive.
Instead, I see you're scared right now. Can I sit with you? I don't like that. And I'll tell you why. Scared is people don't like to admit they're scared. People don't like to say, I'm scared right now.
So if they're afraid of acknowledging or admitting it, isn't it good that you've recognized it?
No, because what if they don't like they? Hey, scaredy.
Hey.
You're telling somebody you're being a scaredy cat. I don't like that. Nobody wants to be told you're scared.
Well, what's the matter? Did somebody turn the lights out?
Like, there's nothing.
You are not the right person.
No, but
reading this list.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, nobody, like, not everybody, but I think people associate, right or wrong, people associate being scared with it's a weakness.
Mm-hmm.
So you're telling them you're weak.
But I think you could be close enough to somebody where you're on a level where you can recognize that emotion.
I wouldn't even say to Jackie.